Simbara sho, kanji simbara chavi cho cherimbani, chanji simbi cheba lan jubi eshung tenyi shuwa cheba la leo chuyu bino ne, leo guba tendan chanji gui sen rinpo che, kondu kondu pewara cheba da shiro gui leo tenyi shuwa cheba la. Ta dinani da denyin gi korde ma shuya che, denyin gi korde la yanda denyin gi yewa dan, denyin gi tsini, denyin tenlan bebe kanza ses, da sum shing da denyin korde la. Dambo denyin ki yewa sidi da kunzo denba dan, tundan denbas. Denyi da yewa kandis chebare sida, kazan kondo she suan. De yewa di zo da jik kowa da nyanginin debi ki chwe kare inayang. Jik nami ki cha jik dan, tombi ki cha jik niyo res. Dini nami ki cha dila da kunzo denba che, tombi ki cha dila da tundan denbas sigo yoyes. Yewa sidi da yezu kandis na yezu dine che. Din tsenyi di da kondo sheba nan shin che ne. Lolin deba, masan jume, o dindi shila da tundan denba ki tsini che, dini lo truba yudan che bas, lo ngone ina ya lo truba inba che, lo truba dike da yu yang chik trubi ki ranshin, o dindi ki chik yudu yu che nisha trubi ki chadala da kunzo denba as, dindi shesan, da dini de kandu shesan bache, da dini ma denyin telan bebe kansa, kansa de da maashio che, denyin telan bebe kansa se de, ता चिदान के चिक देंबा नी से दे मानसो नाम्बी के चलो चिबो समाइंग बा दिन चिक चरो चरो बी के टुंडा ता दिसो के नाम लाये देनी शे गोरे दिन अंशिं चिने ता नाम्बी के टुंडा लाये हाँ टुंडा मावा शेस ता चरा मावा दान दो दे बा सेंसा बा उमा बा से शेरा वो दिसो सामा सो 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 के ता देनी के कोर नांशा दे मिराओ 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 दिने छेनो दा वो दिसो ता जिक देनी तेलन बैंकिंग के कांजा दिसो के ता देनी देनी दे खंडे से तेलन बेगोरे देनी के नांशा खंडे छे गोरे चिक टुंडा अंडा में रहते ने मांबों दा वो ता दूसरों की देनी कर देने देने शेयर करे इस ता दूसरों को दे माशे करे ता देनी तेरे ने बिल्कुल कांजा से आते चौ ता देनी तेरे ने बैंकिंग की कांजा ता चुबी टुंडा टुंडा मां देंगे टुंडा शेयर देने
Thinking of all sentient beings who have been our parents, and so with the motivation of wanting to lead all of them to the state of complete enlightenment, the state of complete freedom from all suffering. Text for studying, the Bodhicitta Avatar is presented in 10th chapter, we're now in chapter 9, the chapter on wisdom. This is the chapter on how to increase further and further absolute Bodhicitta. In that then there's... first we see that there is an explanation of the two truths, and first there's a distinction of the two truths, then definition of the two truths, and then discussion of those who establish those two truths. And in terms of the division, then we saw that there are the absolute truth and the relative truth, and in terms of because we saw that in terms of all phenomena, then there are those two aspects of on the one hand the appearance, and then the aspect of emptiness. So this aspect of appearance, the way things appear, is a relative truth, and the aspect of emptiness, of being empty, is absolute truth. And so in the definition, then we saw that the ultimate truth is that which transcends the ordinary mind, that is that cannot be expressed in thought or words. And the relative truth is the deluded mind and its object, together with its object. And so those both aspects of mind and object of the deluded mind. And so those were the definition of the two truths. And now we come to the discussion concerning those who establish the two truths. So when discussing the two truths, then there are many different tenets, many different philosophical views that come to explain. Many different people came and explain in different ways the two truths. And for example, they are within the Buddhist system, then there are mostly four schools, the Vaibhashika, the Sautantrika, Chittamatra, Madhyamika, have different ways of approaching the two truths, different ways of establishing the two truths, different ways of explaining the two truths. So this is what we're briefly going to see in this section, how they actually explain the two truths, how do they approach the two truths, how do they establish the two truths. And so basically this is going through the different philosophical tenets.
Onda kanda chik chunda ma su de su yin ya de nin gi na sha da me da de ni ma bo che re yin ya da na sha ka se che wa yin ya ka song kong dong so de ni kun zo de ba si de shi le she gu re de nan de ba si de ne shi le she gu re se de nin gi chik she san ta de la de nin chik na sha chen ro de de ni ka she gi de gi da de le chin ju lo ba na sha de le chin ju lo ba chik che re ka she gi da de gi cho zan chik 난샤 체그레 데니 카셰기 딜레다 데스지 녜보라고체 데니 데닝기 난샤타 지 마노와 난샤 쳔겐데다 우마바스야 둠다 나니콘 야 르메지노다 코 고마 고마도 소베다 난샤디 야루 야른도그라 오다 데네지 체그레 데셰고데다 데닝디 똥킨 세나엔다 다 데닝기 난샤 쳔겐데라다 지 지데니유레스 지덴시드다 조 간자르 고고라다 디 간자데라 니유레스 간자 니디 칸레샤고르스데 다 가성 건데 시네다 란돈스 시네스리다 직 미발라 찌찌도 센템보네 되는 시라 시네스 디토네 드니 최단지 미남단 주마 디나시 다메 바토바데라 란돈스 시에서 다 디니샤 덴덴게 들라 남존지 덴스 시에버 디니샤 메비 간자텔라 디니 지덴 파바스 시행다 어디인데 디니기 난샤 제바다 디니 유두 쳔켄기 간자텔라 다 직 실라니 덴비게 난존지 덴다 실라니차 메덴게 나 지덴 파바스니 어디 니유레스
And so in terms of those philosophical tenets or like philosophical schools or proponents of those different philosophical systems, then there are different ways to approach the two truth. But then here, so that we distinguish, when we talk about the two truth, we talk about relative truth and absolute truth. And so when discussing relative truth and absolute truth, then there are also different ways of presenting them. The different schools present them differently, and some present it are wrong in the way that they present them. Some just present one aspect. Some can get close to what it is, and some provide with a correct presentation of the two truths, such as the Madhyamika. And so we'll see how there is a kind of a gradual progression in the different systems, in the different way, in the ways of presenting, of approaching the two truths, in the to getting towards a more and more correct understanding of the two truths. And so first we start with this. It says that there are the worldly beings, the two types of worldly beings, and worldly beings refer to basically ordinary individuals, and so there are those who possess the qualities of shamatha and vipassana, and those who do not. So, as we explained before, shamatha is this when the mind is able to rest, when it is stable, develop this kind of stability of the mind, and vipassana is this aspect of wisdom, the clear seeing of vipassana. And so, there are two kinds of worldly beings or ordinary beings: those who have shamatha and vipassana, and those who do not.
Dai shila shine da lando ni cha me de ngi ji den ba de la ji den pa ba shi da ta di la ya ya ni yo res ni kan de sha gu su de zhum de lo ma jo wa shi da zhum da se de dang an so na mi ge zhum da de na shi nang ba ma yin ba chu lu xian da ge zhum da yi ra ta di zhum da de zo la zang ni lo zhong ma nyong ge ge kan sa din de la zhum de lo ma jo wa chi ya jik zhum de lo jo se de de ni qi nong ge zhum da de zo la lo zhong ma bo che so yin nan de ni lo de zhu lo ra lo kan de su zhu lo se de de ni 그런 게 좀 더 되나 그래 시에 와서 참만 하더니 즉 소속이 간사되게 지을라 지 내셔라고 했잖아 어다 먼저기 좀 더 나는 근데 시에래 어다 딘데래 하더니 즉 로데 줄로다 어딘데 니어레스 니니가 너네 담보다 좀 더 로존자니 마뇽게 간사되게 다 니니데 간데라고 즉 거기 민진 체월스데 근데 저러고 토미니 나 세네 즉 다다 나 딘데 자니 매발라 예발럼네 근데 가서 리디페 Je vois chic, c'est lui de chasser mambo, il y a des tas de chic, 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 il y a des tas de 군족이 최 다양한 속에 류단 샌드에서 참아 미다바다 두마 끼직끼직 인주되거라 Tiyan ta kunzu ki ko ngon rao cha dewa, ti tsa nyi to ma tu ni, ane taba ta denpa tuwa jik nzin dekun ta, o di indi ta denyi ni chinchi lo wa, ganda dende chi ni, cha gwa rasi. Ta deso ki kanza ki deso ki kandar, tuyantan to tu kuyo ma ra, kunzu yan to tu kuyo ma rasi.
And so within the category of ordinary people, so ordinary people refer to those ordinary beings, worldly beings, who do not have those qualities of shamatha and vipassana. So they are the ordinary people. And they are those who are disinclined to philosophical investigation and those who are not, meaning that they are inclined towards philosophical investigation. And the former, so those people who are not interested in philosophical investigation, then whether it be so, there are many different philosophical systems, many different approaches to that, whether within the Hindu schools they have different approaches, within the Buddhism also, many different schools. And so when we kind of investigate in this way, when we have some interest in philosophy and investigate in this way, then we can come to have a certain certainty, certain kind of definitive knowledge, or like in our mind feel that we have some understanding of how things are based on the thinking, oh yes, this is how the way it is explained in those philosophical system that correspond to what it is, and develop this kind of definitive kind of understanding in a way. And but those who do not go through this, who do not conduct any kind of philosophical investigation, who do not have any interest for that, then they believe that their eye is an unchanging reality. They regard the body as single unitary wholes and their minds as permanent entities. So they do not see, they see that the relative truth as being what exists really, and they see their body not as being made of many parts, but as this whole, this kind of unitary thing, and believe in the self.
That nimba that tumda lo jor yanyang kanza de la da chiro mudevas. The mudeva ke tumda nono la nanse yewa ina mambo yores. Ina yata kronzu ke chick deva tsuma tsama tsu dushawa ina nink kons dutures. Ni the karesana dene taba dan cheva. Tumda mama kashikini that so sinin ravona, da sinin ravodine, nechikunji chava podini chi yore sine, that dikron, nayan joa meva, di tabares in dunda. वो देखो ने ने ताबर तावर है इस दिन आशी ता खशे के करे से गोरे से ले चेंगा माता चेचिमा यो मरे से दिन आशी ले दान रेव से ने ले जुन्दे से यो मरे से ने शेंग दा वो देखो ने छेपर मावर है इस तीन दे ता दिन ले चुने कांडर नी के कौन सोले चुद्दू तो गोरे इस वो ता दिन ले के Namba Sanji Biki Shuno Shedeaki, Riba de Soki, Nugures. What did that kind of lima, Nusuchi Shenda? That the Soki Kanda, Denigi Kor, Yabu Ton and Ton to Guyomare, Denigi Naja, Yabuchi, Deshi and Jet Guyomars. Midoyak Jumsengers and Nansu Nambiki Shuno Nola, that the Sol Kindreshe de la, and in Nambiki Shuno, Riba Mambuki, that Nugures. What did that the Sol Denigi Cho, Deni Matoban of Shenda, Denigi Kor?
Number
30
pagi
jinde ben narjo pagi ngi lesit re number 30 bi nanjon jiden je singda number 30 ba nanjon jiden su de ta nambi ki tunda ma wasi delen nanjon jiden si chebur nanjon jiden su de shilani da demba si chesa odi shilani da demba de sur se de tin cherama wa do de ba senzamba uma ba ta diso ki chuno la gandar So, Jitan Tamabo de Soge, Zinsuta, Dina Shin Chiroba, Tunda in Nanola, Denik Nasha Chesu to Tamala, Ripe, never mind with you, whereas.
And so, those who have the second category, those who are inclined towards a philosophical investigation, then refers to the. To the Tirthikas, to the non-Buddhist schools, the Hindu schools of, and there are many such schools of Hindu philosophy. And but basically, all those many schools can be gathered or condensed into those two greater kind of groups, which are the group of the eternalist and the group of the nihilist. And basically, that they say that the eternalist accept the existence of an eternal self or primordial substance, and the purusha and prakriti that would be, and thinking, oh, this is what created the whole world, and have a certainty in that, thinking in this way and have certainty in that. That is the so there would be this creator that would exist permanently. That is eternalist. And those who deny the existence of past and future lives and the karmic law of cause and effect are the nihilist, and correspond to the nihilist schools. But then all these theories, however, are successively refuted by the worldly yogis of the Buddhist tradition. So within the Buddhist schools, then all those views, all those philosophical assertions are refuted by the different Buddhist systems. And when it says the worldly yogis, that refers to those people, ordinary Buddhist practitioners or ordinary people who have the qualities of shamatha and vipassana, as we that correspond to this group, the worldly yogis. So those worldly ordinary beings who have the qualities of shamatha and vipassana. Within the Buddhist tradition, so within the schools of Sautantrika, of Vaibhashika, Chittamatra Madhyamika, then they successively kind of refute those assertions in the from the Hindu schools, and showing how that they are wrong.
That kind of series been new, guys. So, so Trumda la lojong manyong kengi kansa deso ke lui se di chik nashi. Rupa chik nzindong da ma to metaba da demba ma rupa re teni nzing munda. O de la neba kare yung gara sudi. Dine lui siya de chashe mambo. Yenla mambo. Dine nshin ke ta ke ching hanchi mambo. So tsoba dine shi la lui si ta gara ma to. Tenda lui siya chik demba truba. Rupa chik dine kanyan truba yama resi. Dine ngone chukba to lui dige chashe mambo pa chade gara ma to. Chik su dodo ching rabo. Rupa ching rabo truba yama resi sheng da. O de la neba resi. Then I see sending a soge, then Tunda Lojon Manung and the soge. Send it tapandable. And then Naninda, Talogging, Inky Sheba, the Chi, Tinning Arong, Sheba, the Chicken Tenny, Tan Zindora, Mado, Joan Mabondogio, Bada, Kichiki, Metaba Yimba, Tahako Yomara. What didn't any Mazo Shun on Karesha or City? Send it, Gent and Shant or Imbashin, Kitchen, Jundores, the Metabares, or the Tenshaiki, Senda, Ludus, Dembatrubata. Tapa, Zindia Tela, that the new verse. Could the Mazogi send the candlestick in Jugu residue? Then he sent the penna that Dinguna Mazogi Gewanda with Chick Tanguina, Cookasi send it Tabanda Wina, then he Gewanda with Chick Tanguina, Gewa the Caduina in Joame, but Tito Negora, the Negmuda Gewa Chick Sangidola Chawina, Dig Jella Yam Migawanda within the Chemuda. What did Migawa Chick with the Dinny Gavik send in Joando Shavara? Rasi gewi ki sen tola ta sen de taba ina rangi sen de gewa la neba ina kadu ina njum mito ba taba siri ten juwa mewa chira oda riba tisum nyo gores tina shi ta chiro ba ke chik tabar tawa ta chebar mawa ni she san diso yaan ta riba tisum honi diso ki ta che ki kola nyo ya ki riba tisum ma honi le gores shen to ta honi ma chik karse chewa ta dali chewa ta shenli chewa sen rogo ta dina shi ki ta ता गांजा के दामी दां चुच दामी तेल बेबी कोस ता ताचे की रिबा देसो ताबा तां छेबा मावाई ना ता रिबे देने नेगरेस ओ देसो मावोनी लेगरेस
And usually we tend to consider that our body just one whole, one single entity, and so this is what is presented also in those in some of those schools, other schools of philosophy. Yet, if we that is not the case, in investigating a little bit, then we realize that actually the body is made of all those parts, of all the aggregates, and there is not a whole kind of a singular thing that would be truly existent, inherently existent, but then it's just made up of all this different part. There's not this single whole kind of thing, entity that we're talking about is nowhere to be found. It cannot be established in any way, does not exist in any way. So This is in this way then the view of eternalism is refuted, and we can develop by studying in this way with those a school that teaches that, the Buddhist schools, then a kind of a definitive understanding or more certain certainty regarding that, with regarding the fact that the body is not this single whole thing, but it is made of many parts, and so does not exist, is not truly established or truly existent in any way whatsoever. And also that it teaches that the mind is impermanent. We tend to think, as we saw the other day in this text, how actually the mind changes in instant by instant, and that refutes this view of the mind as something being permanent, and that we tend to think, oh, this is my mind, and my mind stays the same, and it is permanent, and in this way. But then, if the mind were to be permanent, then once you know we set the mind on virtuous thought, for example, then it would stay virtuous all the time. Because this is what permanent means. It means without changes, without a change. And so, but that is not the case. When we set our mind on something virtuous, then quite quickly something unvirtuous comes to our mind. That proves that the mind is not permanent, but impermanent. And so, with such reasonings, then those views are refuted. And so, in this way, refuting the view, for example, nihilism, thinking that there's no such thing as a karma, cause and effect, and things like that, and so that things could stay in the same way till they disappear, and so. But then all those refutations of the views of permanence, or the view of impermanence, the view of will come later and explained a little bit later in the course of the chapter, and especially when we come to the and the investigation of the how things arise, where other things arise, or from the self, from themselves, or from other things, and and then in the investigation of the self, or the identitylessness, of selflessness, of individual and selflessness of phenomena. So at that time, then those views of eternalism, those views of nihilism, then would be refuted.
Da shilage chik nincha dendeng ki nanjon ji de ta dela tunda ma wa shi chi gna nambi ki tunda ma wa shi no ni da tunda jera ma wa sidi condition la segure do de ba sidi condition la segure sta tini ma shi gna jera ma wa sidi chiden de ji ran ri min de ba shi gna chiden de sidi chiden se ya de kare la segure zu da ti ro re ja de so la chiden je chiden de sidi de zu ya ba tsang shi gwe ma Dizu manzo ki sene tade sene jemba yores zu da dizu tsama sene tade bares sengi chiro de yores enduni odini shebura dile chiden de bas rani mi de bas de manzo ki sheba de ki shebe sheba de tondu ge manas sheba ki yu de tong yore ma do sheba ki manzo ki sheba ki kron kron ani shego ye manas ri ge manas odati dine ki tumda she de nindila chera ma wach That the Nanola Kurongi chick, do you some Zedu said in Debata, Mamabada, chick Tada does a summon, Deba Kurong, Debig Sala, Dinayure, Dedure, Tada Tada Yure, Mamabagi, touching Mobo de Sotamaya, Tanda, Suche, Maramadoko, Checho, Mamabi Sajala Dini, Zestro Yures in the Nia, Mamu Shenonda. Do
you
some? Do you some data? Tanda Dira. That the Debala Yando de. Nazo Nanji Shedi, the young Gando did the Mabachan or Shedera. In a Chadamag, the young Debbie Salon to the Mabachamas, called Della Zest of a Degress. Dinashi, Tandangaso Karisha was in the Maumba said the Kung, we made it, Tandako, San Yomar Shedder, in a Kosak Maumba Yures. Maumba Della Chikarine and Chik Maumba Chala is a summer Tanda Yures. Then the Karis Mantona said the Taco, Sushini Chego or Mato Maumbi Sajari Tata, then he hears it. Then Maumbi Sajar. Sama yores. Yeba de tinishini tsu mazo tanda ki sajal tsu yungres. Tanda ki sajal de neba la yando de meba chagu mares. Kuron nebi sal dede gres. Odini chindani ta de nanshingi ta deshi mambo. Tunda ki shi tsun tamela mambo yores. Yine ya ta tsu tanda diba yina denyin ki korde dine shi gres. Dele tso denyin kor shi de gres. Denyin ki nansha dine che gres. Tundi ki nansha ta tsama dine che gres. Tsama shi gunda. Within the Tatso, the Karikovers, the Jaram Havik Tunda Seatiki, chidin zu da diro diso sin le ta de ba ye ba chi che rang gi sheba de ge rang sheba krong gi krong mi ri ba din di sheng do ta din le she din ni la chera ma wa se gres chera ma yi chin yan sha jo gre ta krong trun di gi chi de zu zo de te cha gre da.
And so for those Buddhist yogis, so that means so those ordinary Buddhist yogis who have the qualities of shamatha and vipassana, so that refers to this category. Then there are four systems of philosophies that they can adhere to, can adopt, and they are the Vaibhashika, Sautantrika, Chittamatra, and Madhyamika. And so how are those different systems? So first, if we look at the Vaibhashika, then it says that they accept the existence of external objects, so that for them, for the Vaibhashika, then the external objects that refers to sort of the visual forms, the sounds, the odors, the taste, the texture, all those external objects exist outside, independently of the mind, independently of the subject, and they do actually exist outside there, and different from the subject, from the mind. And they reject the idea that consciousness can know itself. So also, then consciousness knows those outer objects, but it cannot know itself. It cannot see itself, cannot know itself. So those are two main features. These, as it says, that they also consider that the existence of the past, present, and future as real entities. It means that for the Vaibhashika, then so things that are exist in the present and that are present there and exist, but then things also, usually we consider the things that existed in the past then do not exist anymore, past. But then for the Vaibhashika, they consider that they still exist in this locus of the past. And in the same way also, future things, also things of the future already exist in this locus of the future, wherever that is. And so this is the kind of assertion of the Vaibhashika. But basically it says here that the system has many distinctive features, yet here we are concerned with looking at the Vaibhashika view of Vaibhashika position in terms of the two truths. And so so basically the main points, the main what makes a the main points of the Vaibhashika school is that they accept the existence of external object and that they reject the idea that consciousness can know itself. So that makes that's the Vaibhashika.
That digi tumda gi nasha che de da nga zo tumda la lo jong tsani ma je ki gi kan sa che ra o de su gi chi sen gi ten su de da dan da che ra ma gi tumda shi su de pe tin bo ya karisana danda cheramaki chidende seyungda sukda deso senne tateba senne yendo chobachi yores seyungda tadi manzo tundala lojo majegi deso samake suda dada deso da ko senne los chobare deso da sen mare seyura dinan shinchene da kronzu ki tunda nana yendine mambu ji seyungda tadi inde ta tunda ge chik nansha mambu yoba yine ya da deni kanre chegura se de deni ki nansha de ngumban zu ta cheramaki tunda de zo ngumban zeno seyura da yungra uina tadi ngumban zoe de lobi nyingi zeshun yora dino na denyi kane shi gore zide dine nga zo ki pena toan rawa dine ta toan rawa dine ki chik bumban rawa dine ma cha shawa ina ni dine ki cha jo yoba shi dine so jo yoba na dina shingi nga zo ki sen ki pa ngobo de zole cha shi mambu che ne sen ki pa sanu tani digi tue ki cha dine me ki cha dine cha mambu che ya yo dine ki ngobo dizo tsama la ani kuzuki kunzub denba se gores dine pena bumba de cha shawa ina da chik ma cha ne dine ma kale 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 shiji zone dine dino no ne shiji chungchung chera dina tadung ma shiji zone tama dine zanyi kuron mi ki nzim ma tuya ma shiji cha ne dine zanyi mi ki zung ma tuya chi cha no kundawa o di tang ane nga zo ki sheba ki cha shi mambo 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 ki jing hanchi ki sheba di ki chashi mambo 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 chene tama dala ta sheba ki chashi di tsa chi mato ya ki ma tama chiki yora o di nila ane dundan den basi zonwa dunten chami dan sheba kichi chami si zonwa si di yuki cha ta yuki cha di towa ki ma chik shiji so ne tama ta tsa ni shiji di tsa ni mi ki nzi mato ya chik chungchung chanrung da modela zongwa dun chen chamis tene ngazo sheba de tanda ngazo den da yage sheba de kijing hama da chima de ne chama bo mambo chene tama de ne chatsa ni chema da yage pe tawa chi chagres odela sheba kiji chamis ta dinila tanda de mas kozo gun de she chagres
And the those who do not follow any kind of a philosophical school, who do not who have no interest in this kind of research, philosophical research, then the view of the Vaibhashika actually is quite close to this view of ordinary people who haven't, you know, never studied philosophy and never had any inclination to do so. Because what they explain, for example, for one thing, is that all those objects, the visual forms, the sounds, the taste, texture, and so on, they are all objects that are outside, they are really existing independently of the subject, and this is very much attuned to the ordinary way we have to perceive things. Someone who has never, you know, studied any philosophy, then this is how they see. They see those outer phenomena as being really there, outside there, different from the subject. And so there's many within this Vaibhashika school, Vaibhashika tenets, that there are many explanations that are given and many things that are explained in there. Yet here we're just concerned with the with our presentation of the true truth. And the presentation of the true truth can be seen from the text, the Abhidharma Kosha, the famous text by Vasubandhu, which is their main text, presents the main text that presents the view of the Vaibhashika. And so it says that, for example, when we take a hammer, and then if we have an object such as a vase or something, and then we hit it with a hammer, then we can break it into pieces. And if we can keep on, you know, breaking it, then we go to a extremely small kind of parts or even a particle in this way. And so that in the same way also we can do that with the mind. Whatever object there is, then we can apply our mind to it, and then by analyzing this way, then we can come also to the point coming to a point where we find the kind of the smallest kind of element of which it is constituted. And so those kind of grosser elements constitute the relative truth, and whereas those smallest kind of elements that cannot be broken further either by the mind or by physically by a hammer or such a device, then those refer to the absolute truth. So when we break those even to a, you know, with a hammer or something, we can come to a point even when they are invisible things that we can't even see, but they're extremely small, and those would constitute the absolute truth. So for material things, then when we break it with a hammer or something like that, and then go to a point, break it to a particle or to an element that can't be broken further, this kind of partless kind of element is the absolute truth. And for the Vaibhashika, whereas the grosser element like the vase and so on was the relative truth. And in the same way also for the mind, so when we investigate the mind also using the mind and seeing, you know, breaking it into this kind of a smallest element, we found this elementary constituent of the mind, of the consciousness, this elementary instinct of consciousness, and that constitute also the absolute truth. So those two, the ultimately smallest particle of matter and this ultimately smallest instinct of consciousness, those two constitute what they consider the absolute truth. And the grosser element are made based on those are the relative truth.
That dinde ge chami nying do zongwa dunten chami sidi dinde ma shiji zondo di dinde tama de la tsani kro du di so ge cha tsani che me de ni ge dinde zongwa dunten chami chik dan ane sheba ki jing ma da chi ma de ni cha ma bo che tama ki jing han ji ge tsani cha che ma do ya ge chami ji la long do o da dini yore dinde chi kasi dini me ba yin dinde nga so ge chi da nang ge ngo bo de so kale 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 ya rmbe hin do che ru yung do de kan res che ru yung res dito tsama ki juk tsawanda wachi chami ni yores de chami ni de la tene de nga so ngo ba chino ngo ba dito tsama de la tene yung yores ka si de chi chami ni de mena tene nga so ngo ba ra ba de so tsani ji yung ma re sene oda de ne de shi chen ngo da
and so there are those two indivisible kind of elements or particle, the indivisible particle of matter, and then those indivisible instant of consciousness. Those two constitute the absolute truth, and those they say that they really exist. They are really there. They really exist, because if they do not exist, then how would we be able to have those grosser elements? It is only by gathering all those many of those a smallest particle that we can come to have a matter, that we can come to have different those grosser elements as we know them. So if those smallest particle were not existing, if this smallest instant of consciousness were not existing, then we couldn't have those grosser elements, whether the outer or the inner kind of functional things or things that that we know. So that's why they exist.
Da dige chirama gi denying na shache da dini man dodeba gi denying na shache de ta tambon dodeba se ade kanishala she gor se de chiden ya yoba che da chiden se de sen le ta de bi gi zo na da de so yoban de ba che rari de gres chirama gi rari de gum da ta dodeba dan chirama wala cheba karen do rari de da men de ke cheba re ma do shin cheba yoma re rari sen ya sheba kron gi kron ri gi yore sta de nen dodeba che gor ode indi chidenya ya yobache rangriya yobache nigan de de ngindela tan do de base gores.
So that was for the understanding, the vaibhashika understanding of the two truth. And now we come to the Sautantrika, and so the Sautantrika assert the existence of the external object as well, so as the vaibhashika, but for them there is such thing as a self-knowing mind. Not mind can know itself, self-awareness, rangri. And so that is the difference between the vaibhashika and the Sautantrika. The only difference is that the Sautantrika accept self-awareness, consider that mind can know itself, whereas the Vaibhashika reject that.
That dig tumda ge she tsunda me ma buda ta kare she gres no one loss no one loss de manzo she bala ta da chi no ding da su da de ro da me da nong da she bala o de she bala no de de tsama manzo ge she ba kron ran ran res nganzo ge tanda chi kare nong do na de tsa ma she ba res she gor da ani yu ko ju se de ta de she ba la nong de de tsa ma she ba res yu ngone chi ra da chi den se chi chi den se de nganzo ge she ba la ngos thong do me sta de ko na mo res ko na mo se de ta pe na nganzo ge la ba de re no na tom she ba ina la ba de ngone thong me da ta ko la ba de din de chi khusum chom sha de ki yib de ta kha yo ba chi thong da o de na shin chiden se yade nga zogu sheba la ngos thong togo imarasi ina ya nga zogu chiden kurondan rabo chi nga zogu la sheba la nong degoris to dini sheba rang res mato chiden ngone kuronde kadu ina ya sheba la nong togo imarasi tati pa tanda nga zogu la nong deya chik zug nong deya chik doa zug nong deya diki jalo la chiden ngone de dila yoris pena nga zogu di pomba de nong goyona di nga zogu tanda sheba la nong deya te nga zogu sheba de rang res mi ki tanda thong doa o di mi ki sheba rang res ta de yin ba yin na de chi den de ngo ne de ta nga zog thong tu gu yo ma ra si de mi la nong de ya ki di ki jalo la di ki pa la jalo la ta chi den ngo ne de di jalo la yo ra si de ni kurong dan rabo chi nga zog mi la nong de di nga zog di pungpa de thong song sen tu ni ta nang sha tende che go ra si o de yin de ta tun de ki nang sha tende che go ra si chi den se ya de san yin kurong ta she be ngo su thong ma to ba tende shi yung to ba ওদি চিদেন দে সেনেনে লস চুয়ারেস ইনে মানজো শেবা দেগে তা চিদেন কাহি বাতে ওস থম মাতো বাচে কুরন দা ড্রাবো চি থং গয়েরেস ড্রাবো দিনে শেবা রানরেস ওদি নি শেবা পেন মেলন নন তা দি মেলন নন মানজো কি দংবা কি জুনি দে পই নন শাগ দা তা জুনি দে শাগ দে পাগি জুনি দে দা মানজো দংবা দিনি তা চিবা চি সেন রাও ইয়রা কো দংবা লা কারে ইয়বা দে জুনি মেলন কি জুনি দে ইয়রা ওদি না শিচেনে পুমবা দে ওস মি কি থম মাতো নি বাই না ইয়া কুরন না তা কানে yabba nanshi dedan rawu chi nga so mi la nong de gores o di nong de ta sheba rang res.
And so within the again the this philosophical school, then there are many explanations that are given, many kind of philosophical points that are made. But then, basically, this one important point is that the they say that extra-mental objects are concealed by the mental objects. So the extra-mental objects, that are the basically the outer objects, and so there's this. So we have the object exist outside there, and then we have the consciousness. And but then the consciousness doesn't have a direct access to those outer objects. It is only by means of a mental object or the mental aspect, the aspect of the object that forms in the mind, that the mind can have access to the to the object. It is so when we say that the objects are hidden, basically the actual objects, the external objects are hidden to the consciousness. That means like if it's is like covered with a cloth. So if your hand is covered with a cloth, when you look, then you can't see really the hand. You just see this cloth covering it, and behind there is the hand. So it's the same also. There's this because of this. There's only the mind perceives this mental aspect, but not the actual object there. And so, for example, when we look at the cup on the table here, then when looking at this cup, then this is not really what we see. Is not really the actual object that is there, but it's just an impression that forms in our mind, a kind of a mental image that forms in our mind that resembles, that is extremely similar to the object, but it's not the actual object that we see. And the actual object being like sort of behind it, if you want, but kind of hidden behind that that aspect.
Oh, that didn't even count that. Just drumdag na cha chetsule ta ta du nano la mambo yare. That is some atso anzo kinju nano la. That chera magi drumdag na cha chetsu dinan shin do te bagi chetsu diso shigre dinan shin da mebar moji ki drudi la dinan ay. Diso kita chik diso diso dinan sung da. Ta ine yan ta so anzo tanda di kos kare hakogor sude. Dinik na cha chetsu de ta hakogora. Dinde ta do te bagi dinik na cha de kande chegor sude. Cema nandre nano la. And do de bagi so drumda de ta cement under the shiver. Church travagi, cement under no. Then on a coso geta, tendan dembasia de conditional jaguar city. Denji nibaki, mobushella tendan demas. Denji nibasity, jujeni chungigi chu, mason dujesia, mobosia chira. This is some judi cheni chungagi chura. Then I see metaba. That is a samala tendan demas. Then in tenji miniba, kunzo dembasity, mobo maimba, tang mumesia da. Tapa siapa na, di mana sih dima cie siapa dah wata, di sini ko jujur le maju mara, tak? Di sini kita drive dah wakan cie tu muda, pernah tapa tan dima cie di sini le tenin drive cie keris na, di sini le drive cie muda, odi di sini le tak, ko sugi kunci tempat cie keris.
And so there are so many points that are explained on the that the Savatthika explained. And for example, if we look in the Kenjuk also, it presents kind of briefly also the main points of each of the different schools and the, like the Vaibhashika, Sautantrika and so on. Nipam Rinpoche explained quite briefly the main points, the main features. But here we're just interested in their approach to the true truth. How they explain the true truth? And so this is so what is given in the quotation from this from the Pramanavatika, which is the main text for the Sautantrika, that gives the Sautantrika philosophy, the main reference text, this text by Dharmakirti, and explaining that everything that is functional is he ascribed an ultimate existence, and the rest exists but relatively. So the everything that's functional, so all functional things, Tibetan Ngopo, functional things meaning all things that arise from causes and conditions, and that can act also as a cause, then are said to be absolute truth. They truly exist. They are the or they are the absolute kind of truth. They can act, they can interact, they can act as a cause, and so on. So those are the constitute the absolute truth. Whereas the relative truth is the other, this non-functional things. The numas and the
matebige ta pena nangka te seyar chik tombige chachin da odu chama jojen le chungu yomare da ta ta pa da de so la ngemes chik ke chik chik ni jowa tsan mebige che ta pa se ya ni yera o de la ni ngemes se
So those all those phenomena that do not arise on the basis of causes and conditions, such as, for example, space. Space is so this is a non-thing or non-functional thing, ngame. So it does not arise on the basis of causes and conditions. So there's all those phenomena which are permanent, and so wouldn't change in this way. And all those are non-things, non-functional things, and correspond to relative truth in the Sāva Tantrika system.
That in the data, Pena, Taki Kondola, named Tundala Lojong Majing in Kanza, Digi, Tachi, Ludan, Sendeso, and Tabanda, which in Zinda, Din Zinada, Dinashi, Chiroba, the Suki, Kashiki, Dini, Chick, Huchi Kunja Jabapo, Dasin in Chiore, Dit Tabare, Sayadan, Kashiki, Legend, Yumaris, Shingda, Disolata, Cheramaki, Shunone, Tundagi, Shizu, Dick, Nugir Kanda. Chidamagi Tumda Nono Lata, DJ Chet is some metabar as she would do. Then the Luidan sent this Tabameva, Dembatubameva, Shen on the Dilla Nugere. Then I think Tsinganchit and Legend Yomar is Shea de la Chidamayuki Shunon, Legend and Tsinganchi Yoba Shimda, Dig Nuger. That Chidama Krongi Tumda Nono La Sheba Krongi Kron Rimare Seadan, then I think do somebody ni so zest to by Uris, Shea de la, then Dodiba Tumda Nuger. Dodi wegu chumda nono la sheba kronki kron rigu yoyas shigda. Odi dan, dinan shigi tuyusumde zestuba yomarese. Deba ta mamo basaya de paloki drotagu yore mato, drotaban sare mato zestuba nago kanyo yomarese. Odi ni shigda. Odi ni yogurese. Dine ta chumda deso ya drogu de dine ogi deso la chungi cha yore, gangi deso ki dine ma chungi cha deso tsama tongu yore kandara. Odi ni chita shigurese ta.
And so, as we said earlier, then the those who haven't studied philosophical tenets, who have no insight into philosophy, into this kind of investigation of things, then they consider the self, they consider the body as being the singular thing, and the self being existent, and so on. And also in the non-Buddhist schools, we find some having talking about the self or the prakriti, the purusha, substance, or the creator being permanently existing, or some saying that there's no such thing as the law of karma, cause and effect. And so this, the Vaibhashika refute, as we see, so they explain how actually the self is not permanent, but impermanent, made all the of all these different parts, and so it's not this singular whole that would exist. And then also it refutes the view saying that there's no such thing as a law of karma, cause and effect, because it explains about the law of karma, cause and effect. And but there, yet in this Vaibhashika system, then they still say that, for example, there's no such thing as self-awareness, or that substance, past substances, future substances truly exist, have a true substantial existence. And so those are refuted in the Sāva Tantrika. The Sāva Tantrika explained that how those past and future substances are just imputation of the mind. It's just the mind that imputes those, and explains how actually there is a self-awareness. And so in this way we see that the different systems, then the different are progressively superior to one another. In the system that refutes the faults of the previous system, then there is still some faults there, but then the superior system see those faults and address those and corrects them.
That is why somebody has sent them back to that. That sent them back to that is the condition of the chidin say to you, Maris. Chidin you, Maris, the Mazogi, Shebala, Zu, Dra, Tiro, the so, Maya, you, Maris, Shego, Mada. Zu, Dra, Tiro, the so, La Chidinche. D, Mazo Shebala, no, they are the Shebala lost to her. Sheba Maimba, Dindigi, Zu, and Tat in the Yuresna, you, Maris. shepa la nonda yaki suda jade zi tsangma shepa res. Ta di mayin baki ndode baki shepa nashin tadung chidun se nyi chi nga zo shepe thoma to bachi yores shepa da odinde yoma res. Odila chidun minde bachi. Ani shepa ki rangi rangi rigi res. Rangi rangi rigi de nyingi shepa de gyan tamba la yandi shepa de yores. Odinde she chengda. Odinde neshe chengi nida sen zamba res.
Then we come to the Chittamachins, which school, and they reject the existence of outer objects. So all these objects that we see outside, then they reject their existence, and but affirm the ultimate reality of self-cognizing consciousness. So all those phenomena, the outer objects that we consider like visual forms, sound, taste, texture, and so on, all those, then they say do not exist beside the mind. There's no such thing as an object that would exist independently or different from the mind. They just exist in the mind. And contrary to the so to the Vaibhashika and so Tantrika, then it just for them just comes down to the mind. And in terms of self-awareness, then they talk also, they accept the existence of self-awareness, and even they consider it to be the ultimate reality.
That digi sense of much. That Nima Kareshi or said, Chedama and Dode by Ninjaki Chamini Sinji. Zuma Dunjan Chamisinji, and Sheba Chami, Sheba Kiji Chamisinji, Ni Yores, Dendambalaya. Dilla Dinni didn't ask more about the Tamaya, Dilla Dinni Yungures, Shigunda. What that Dinig Chamini Yores, Dilata, Sensambagi, Dundak Nugurkanda. Kronzug Ribet Taji Chugu, that di La Junior by Chako. That Kandes Hako or said, Dinni Yinjang Sunda, Pena Kasi. Yuki chani zuma dunchen chame sini chi yu dila tene zu dan jade zu tsama ya cheru cheru chagu yu na dende ki chame chi kande si yu resi ta kasi chame dende shi la tene ngobo de so ya cheru cheru yungu yu na tene di chame yinba che chame dila tene ngobo de so ya cheru cheru yungu yu na dila ngobo shenda dunchen shenda tegirin tegima resi cho shi si chengu da ta diki cho shi che tene tenda o ni zigu de cho du chagu da Cho tu chagu de kasi dila tene ngobo dosu chimpo chagu goyi na tene dunchen mambo pan tso ne, chila chin jar ne tene ya chimpo chagu ra. Dunchen chila chik zanyi manja na tene chimpo chagu yo mara. Odi yungde ta di chame dila kasi dila tene ya chiru chiru yungu goyi na tene chame mambo tso ne. Ta ko chame tombo chung chung di mambo tso ne tene chiru chiru chagu ra. Odi chame de kasi chame zangin cha zanyi meba chi yoba yi na te dila du dosu re re yinu pan tri yungde la. Dela trebatan, dela mantribiki, cha yore mares. Kasi dela trebatan, dela mantribiki, cha zani meva yinane. Tinin pena dunchen chunju nik parola, tinin chick, mobo chambo kasi luba yinayan, tako zani jaguyamar, triguyamar, karsan ko, cha zani yomara, tribiki cha dindeche, tude jagi, tresi dindera. Kasi trigmena, di trigmena, di parola, tinin also mobo kale chala kasi mambo luba yinayan, zani kwaya mevache. Pinsu zani trea meva dindi chanores. The chasma in the dinner, Mobo Chunju, Chignona, Manson Zambling is such a Ruayanaya. Tadun co dinanola, Shon de Gre, Carison co chayomaran, Tegue Marde. Tenecassi did do Chunju the chigla chig, the nichin Tegue Nane, Tene Chayo, Carson and Dela Dinet Tesna, and Dingle and Trebata, Dingle and Mantevi Chayunda, Dingy the nichin of the Dinan Tedore, Dela Tia Maraganda, Tema de Chandoa, or the nichin the dinner, Chamis and Chicani Trugmidus. Mantriba inane kasi, du chunju duzo, chembo zoyagi cheto tambo, du chunju duzo, soyo dila, chigi chila mantriba inane, tene parola kasi, tadu du chunju zinaya, tako zanyi, tuguyo mara. Odi indi ya cheru chayo mindus, karasana di parola kasi lunaya, ko chile ching jaguyo mara, chile ching tero majina, tene ya chembo chayo mindua. Pena nga so, dila, drudine, drenda wo chigi, ya pe chembo chi zoku na, Ini dia doma ciu, niu, dene, mampu yudi, dene kocil ciu injar doin, dene ya dene kumbu cang dah. Kasi di tambo yu, niba yu, deso sama ciu ciu zanin jago mana, dene dia doma niing parola, dia kasi lu naya, kau jago ya mara, cego ya mara. Dede parola kasi lu naya, dia dan dini le turu majena, dene ya cembu kanes cawre, caya mina, odi nanti res. Dene kocil ciu tu sunane, dia la tu batan, dia la matu bagi cama mampu dos, odi ini dah dene ke cami saya ciu mampu dos.
Mm-hmm. And also, one of the features of the Chittamatra system is that the presentation is that they disprove the theory of the Vaibhashikas and the Savatantrikas concerning the ultimate existence of the smallest particle. So with arguments such as of Vasubandhu, so what Vasubandhu explained, he says that if six particles are joined to one, this partless one acquires six parts. If these six are the six particles all coincide, then even heaps become a single particle. So to explain a little bit further, so we have those smallest particles, and on the basis of those smallest particles, then we make those bigger grosser phenomena. So we need to assemble those smallest particles in a way that brings about those grosser phenomena. But then, how do those smallest particles assemble? Do they touch each other or not? Is there contact between them or not? So if there is no contact between them, then however many we would insert in between, then it would never become something big. If you have a space, you always have a space between the two. They do not touch, they do not meet. So you have those two particles, and you always have a space in between. So however much you put in there, you still always have a space in between. So it never comes big. If we have a rice, put some rice on the table, and then the more rice we throw, then we'll have a bigger and bigger heap. But then if you have those two grains of rice, and no matter what you do, they never touch, never be contact. So however much you put in the middle in this space, they never be filled. Because there always be space in between, so they never fill. So you'll never be able, if they do not touch, then you'll never be able to have, if there's no contact, then we'll never be able to have those bigger kind of gross phenomena to come about. And if those if those six particles or if one particle touches, so we talk about six here. Particle, because we have, if we have a particle, for example, if we assemble, then we could think of having in the four directions another kind of particle that is joined to it on the four directions, and one above and one at the bottom, so six. And then if they touch, then there are six parts to this particle, because this is the part in which it is in contact with a southern kind of a particle, as this part where it is in contact with the upper particle, with the lower, the particle that is below it, so it is not partless. So such a thing as a partless particle do not exist, is what this is the way that the Chittamatra explains.
That dina jin chibare, sheba kiji chamye senye, sheba ji yores, dela kiji ngamata kiji chimage cha tsan chia me denyege, sheba ki ma... chawa tatuwa tene chi yuwa sa. Dele tene da sheba deso ya yungu yuwa sa. Tanda nga zo sheba raba kichi ngama dan chima ki chama mo ye 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 ke sheba chintuwa. O di yungu yuwa sa tene chi yuwa sa chima. Ta tene ke sheba chintuwa yuwa ma resa. Kasi tene chi yuwa ina ya ta dele ya chuen duwa sa. Karisa nga zo sheba deke om sheba dan a sheba hun sheba. Nga zo yigin dusum yuwa. Om shebi ki sheba, a shebi sheba, hun shebi sheba. Ta sheba tene son yu de tambo om shibi ki sheba de kasi pe chame dine chi yo om shibi ki sheba dine. Di yo ba yina, ta di tsaani cha me ba yina, dini di dan dini ko tegre teg maras dini. Om sheba dan a sheba ni, ko ni tegre teg maras. Kasi mante ba yina, di paro le sheba shenda yo mara. Sheba shenda mendo de, ani sheba ki jun de chen rog res. Karisa na dini paro le ta tsaan ma rinba shenda jun de mewa chan rog da. Karisa di ko ni tsaani teg yo mara. Di mantren do de tini, digi jun de, dini mewa chan rung da, di saba chi tsung da, o digi jun yu res. Di dini tegu yu na, om sheba da, a sheba yu tegu yu na, tini digi, ditan dini tegu yu re, ditan dilan tegu yu mar ku, te mante ki cha yi legu da, o digi di da digi jun yu res, ditan dini tegu min da, kuron digi dini de jibu re ma do, om sheba dire, a sheba dire, o digi di da dini ikin te mante ki cheba chi di da, sheba la ngama dan chima ki cha tsan, chia me de yaki sheba tindichi zanyi yoma res. Kasi yoba ina ta riba tu suk nuga res.
That's for the material particle, the smallest particle of matter. But it's the same also for the smallest instant of consciousness. So we have, let's take for example, the we have the activity of cognizing the syllables om, ah, hum. So we have this for three instants of consciousness, the one of knowing om, the one knowing ha, and the one of knowing hum. And so So those partless constitute a partless instant of consciousness, smallest instant of consciousness that is partless. So do the partless instant of consciousness cognizing Om touches or not, or is in contact with a partless instant of consciousness cognizing Ah. If they do not touch, then if they are not in contact, then there is no continuity. There is not this continuity of the consciousness that is spoken about. So it is not possible. And then if they touch, then it is not partless anymore. Then, for example, the particle A in the middle that has the part that touch the Om and the part that touch the Hum.
That the lead the chamini seachi to masan. Dina shingi that chamini the maduba masi dunte sinichi tani tugumido, dunte chami seachi. That the madubi junsen at any manzo sena kare, no duna deso, sama sing, senares, shibara. Madu seni lost to beke zoo sinichi, do to what in the yomaras, dukiranshi. Carson do the remission to choke chat soke chebachi, dunte seachi tani tugumido. What in the ta? Zub saya ngasuki sanutan di cik pembon tau, duduk tu pembon tau cik yeri ten dekara. Tadi yang mana sekarang sana dia la ribet cebat cedu, di duduk sana ni maju bacaan udah. Odin de, tadi ngasuki sheba la nongan de sama sheba res. Tadi sheba ina kandis sheba catu kores ngasuki ngus zub na jadi so sheba tontung das, labak senyan das. Tadi sheba kandis sheba saya de la niki tonyan meba, labe senyan meba ten dekara. Odin de ting gang duten ting gang maris penang atu melang tang de zu da tero de sama melang nan tong gera de nan shi laba king atu zu la sinya da de nan shi me bar ne me la laba tu de ani me chi gyo ba tu nong do odin nan shi atu tan da tong de geres de ne melang ki nong de sama atu sen de le lo chu ba yore sen de me do atu sen de gi de chinda me dan nong ne de ne chi zu da wo dan de du ten de gora Tendang Oma, and then you said, Cassi sent a lost joy in a dinner, you said the yogura, Junsen Carson, and also you said the sending door. In his Melangi no one does some indoor. What did Junsen Carson say? The mother Sheba Kron did it, she nowhere. What did I hit? Tandanga so gay, my car, caricari no one is summer. And Sheba Kron, Melangi no one, I should know the rest.
And so that is the, so they refute the existence of those, smallest particle of matter and the short instant of time of consciousness that they cannot exist, and not only so they refute this the smallest particle of matter, but on top of that also then any kind of particle do not exist. It is just the mind, it is just the consciousness just appearing to the mind, to the consciousness, and there's no such thing as those outer particles, outer phenomena out there. And so usually the way we consider things, we perceive things, is that there's for example, the microphone is there, it's physically there outside and different, we can touch it and so on. But that actually, the Chittamatra explained, this is just the mind, just appears in the mind. But to which we tend to object, well, I mean, if it's just the mind, then things that are in the mind, they do not obstruct. You know, I can't bang my hand on the wall because, you know, the wall just comes from my mind. But then they explain that actually it is completely possible. If we look in a dream, when we dream, then in our dream we are able to take those things that just appear in our mind, then we are able to take them, bring them somewhere else, interact with them. So they are just a product of our mind, yet we are still able to interact with them. So that doesn't, it is still possible. They are the mind, all the phenomena are the mind, but then still we can interact with them as a, you know, in a dream, as we do in a dream.
Deje da nonsense de bas ngaso ge sheba la non de chama seres sing da deje deni kuro chi kare she gro se de da ngaso gi tanda ngaso gi tanda sheba de la zunjing king gi sheba se zunwa dan jin bi sheba se zunjing king gi sheba se de ngaso gi tanda zu da de ro kare thong ge na sheba de la nam to ma bo yara jinba ma bo o de la ni jinba che zunwa se de deni zu da de ro de zo ngaso sheba la non de de zunwa sing da da 그런 쪽에 야 셰바나리랑 사실 세야 되는 nire ngazo tanda zu da dra de so thon de ngi sheba khron ya sheba khron ki khron thong res odela ran ri chi che ti ta zonga den zimba ni gno ni zimba cha de ur tini chik la ran ri se ya de khane she gore se de zonga zu dra de ro de so ya ma dru pa zimba ngazo ki tanda nan to de ya ma dru pa odile ki di ni ki pa tong ya tong bi ke yang ran ri se ni chi sheba ran ri ran sa se pe ta kanda driba da su ya ge chi yang ran ri chi o dine chi yes tadi ran ri de ani den dan ba le yore se ge da de demar chu ba yins dine ki ran ri de dine jonju sem ba sa chu ba len ro de shin di ran ri de thon tu yes o de pa to dine su gang ki thon tu me se ge da tadi dine chi sa chu ba jonju sem ba de so sa dang bo to dine ni ba me chi sa chu ba len ro de dine dine yu ki ran ri de jonju sem ba de thon tu res kande yo ba se bo chi ne o de pa to ta ran ri de ngue sin tu me se ge dine chi yes se she ge da na
So how do they explain that this whole work is that basically it is based on the we know things, all those objects, thanks to the conditions of grasping and grasped, or apprehender and apprehension. Basically, we have those objects which are apprehended, that we grasp at, that are apprehended, and there is the mind that apprehends those objects. But then the object, the outer object that we apprehend, they are the mind. They do not exist outside the mind. That's explained. And in the same way also, the mind that apprehends them, the subject of those objects apprehended, also is the mind. But those two are just, do not really exist, are not truly established. They are just, they are empty. They just appear in this way. By means of this a duality of apprehender and apprehended, then we seem to that there is a subject, the mind, that apprehends an object. But in actual fact, the only thing that is there, that exists there, is this self-awareness. That's the self-awareness. So it appears as though there is this apprehender, apprehended kind of a thing, the subject and the object, but yet there is only mind knowing itself, self-awareness. But then this self-awareness, then we cannot see it, or we cannot be aware of it, until it is only when a bodhisattva reaches on the sixth bhumi that in his in his meditative equipoise that he'd be able to see that.
That dige denying ki nasha khande che gor se de de ni sheja ta sheja chama chu do yin na chue song no no la ko su du yer gar se na kunda sin ni ji yong sin ni ji yong do sin ni ji kunda se ya de nga so ki ta da zong wa da zong wa yu da zi ba sin ni ta de ra wo ji de ni so so re de ni zin de ya jing do o de zin de ya de da kang da kunda se ta de pe no chu ri she gar kang da gar se na zong wa zu da de zo da nga so ki ta da sin ni de tadere ten ge yore mato o chelo la nonda ge zude de de sa da rang ge sere se kadu yen ten de gunda o de ne ge tade de zin de ni de la gunda s o de tan non chu re se chi gor ta de de la kunzo de ba se ge res de ne de nan shin chi ne ta shin won se ni chi shin won se de zo nga zo de shin ni re shin won se de la ta ba ta ma da ba cha ni ma da ba ge cha la de ne nga zo le da nyu mo la de ne le nyu ku lenye la teni teni chi nuam ra mera mambu chi yung da o dila ani mada shangse de yang kunzo res teni ya daba shangse de phaba de so gi chi singan no ya da de na shi sanje gi kun no ya ke chi dabi gi no chi nong da o de so no ma de la ani no yi gi yu dan de nong ge gi she ba de so la dabi shangse shang da o de ten da res Yondrup dira ta ko tongba ni ki cha, tong ni ki cha ta, di na shi tong ni tobi ki ta yeshe chi yora, o deso la yondrup si, ta di yang tuen dang re, di ni sha. Yondrup dila ni yore, ta deso la chidang ki ni yore, kunda la ni, shiwa la ni, yondrup la ni. Kunda la ni de chi kare su de yunga so, ta tongbo de reshe che tini maa chi.
And so, how do they explain the two truths? So in order to explain the two truths, then they present what is called the three natures: the imputed nature, dependent nature, and the absolute or completely existent nature. The imputed nature refers to those phenomena that appear according to this separation in subject and object. So this, you know, when all those phenomena appear, as we explained, so we feel that there are all those objects there out there, different from the object that really exists. So that is a completely mistaken kind of a way of seeing. And so this is the relative truth. And then there's the dependent nature. The dependent nature is said to be twofold. There's the impure dependent nature and the pure dependent nature. Impure dependent nature is all the appearance that comes based on the on all the karma and negative emotions. So all the appearance that come on the basis of karma and negative emotions is the impure dependent nature. And the pure dependent nature is all those appearances of, for example, pure fields or bodies of the Buddhas, Kayas, and so on. All those are the pure dependent nature. And this is the absolute truth, this pure dependent nature.
Da kunda dala ni kandi shawar sude, cheni chibi kunda sude, cheni zani mewa, cheni sude ngazo pure kurong ki chik ngon rawo dan, digi chik denda rawo dalan cheni sche gula, denda pure kurong ki da chik ranjin dan ngo dende shala cheni, da dende zani me dende chik gula sude, kare sude ngazo sheja zani mebi ki chik dende yora, sheja zani madu ki, kare yora sude, tene chik ribon kira se yalo, ribon sude da senjen dende chik yora, digi ngo la ratzani yomara, अधे को चानी को रा मिसी वाले दे ता शेज़ा ले को रा रचानी यो मरे गांडा दिने के छेदां दिना शी मशांग पुस दे बीमे कशे ले पुग चानी चेय में दे ता दे पुग चानी चेय यो मरे दिक पुस दे दिक पु दे ता यो रे सन यो मरा कर सन को चानी चेय यो मरा ओ दिने शेज़ा ले चानी मारु देंगे चादु सोला ता कुन चिनी चेप कुन दास दे यां ता कांडा जुमा है शेवर दिना शी नाडों भी कुन दास दे दिने गांसो मिंगी चा मंपन दा Kawasiadan, Pombasiaki, Mingi Chadiso Tama, and La Kundas. Diso Tama, look, but Tabasirimato, Tuna Truva Yeresina, Truva Mindoa. Co Mingi Pat, Minta Shagura, Tayus, Drotawa. O Disodan, Dinashi, Zuma, Zu Dratisodan, Mazo, Sendini, Tadinore, Tenin Zindia Chindoa. O Disola, that Kunda, Nandombi Kundasiris, Kundala Dinin Yeres. That the Tamagan, the Kunzok Chari.
Each of those three natures have two aspects, actually. And so, if we start with the imputed nature, then the first is the aspect of imputed nature without any characteristics. And so that refers to characteristics, meaning, you know, when the things have their defining characteristics, have their own characteristics, meaning their own kind of nature or existence of what they are, basically. And there are phenomena who have no characteristic, who do not exist in any way whatsoever. For example, the horns of the rabbit. Rabbits do not have horns. So these phenomena, the horns of the rabbit, is an example of this imputed nature without characteristics. Or the, for example, the son of a barren woman. A barren woman doesn't have any children, she cannot give birth yet. So when we talk about the child of the barren woman, then we refer to one of those phenomena that fall in this category of the imputed nature. And the second category of the imputed nature is imputation of enumeration. And basically enumeration, meaning that we have all those names, you know, that we use and that we kind of impute on the different phenomena. And basically all the phenomena are just imputation of the mind, all those names that we impute, so this enumeration or this list or this namdrang. And so that is the second aspect of the imputed nature.
Oh, that is it. Dine shiwa la ngi tanda de shiche imba. Nga so that le nyen la tene dine le da nyumon la tene chik chilo ke ngopo de so madapa chik sato reda ma non de ya chintua. O di nonga ki yu ta di nongin ki nalo la le da nyumon yara. O di chadela mada shiwa che, di kunzo che. Tabi shiwa sire dine paba de so ke chik rinbe shinto nga so le nyen mambo ma rinbe shinto dalo de dine sende driba de dalo de di taba la tene dine chilo la yu. Yuki chatezo, chik madaba mahimba, tabi ki shinganda, dina ishi sanje ki kudinti noya chigira, o di zola ta tabi shionsi, di tundan de marais.
And the for the two aspects of the dependent nature, is as I just explained, that there's so due to karma and negative emotions, that we have all those appearances, all the things that appear to us, all those phenomena such as earth, stones and so on, all those things that appear due to karma and negative emotions. So those is the impure dependent nature. And the pure dependent nature is those appearances, those things that appear to the ayahs, to the noble beings who progressively have purified their karma and negative emotions. And so there's all those appearances of pure fields and so on. And so this is the pure dependent nature, and that corresponds to the absolute truth.
Yuki cha, toni ki cha de la, chigna, ani dito biki yuchen, yeshe ki cha chi, ni res, yuti yuchen cha chi, ni dao, di ni cha tendan chi.
And as for the absolute nature or completely existent nature, then there are two aspects also. There's the aspect of object, that is the emptiness, and the of all those phenomena. And then there's the aspect of subject, there's the wisdom that perceives this emptiness.
That sen samba dan dode ba ni la cheba karendo. Ni cha ke ranri dong do de cheba mindo. Ta kare cheba yore se de dode ba ge chiden se ya ji sheba le los cheba ji yes sheng do. Sen samba ge de sheng do yore se de sheng ma chiden se ya ji sheba le los cheba yo ma res. O da de ge cheba re.
And then what is the difference between the Sautantrika and the Chittamatra? We may think that there's no difference because both of them think that there is self-awareness. But yet the Sautantrika still have this talk about outer objects that would exist differently, separately from the mind. And so that is the difference between the Chittamatra and the Sautantrika. The Chittamatra do not have, do not think that there is any object that will exist outside independently from the mind, whereas the Sautantrika still think that there are those objects out there, completely independently of mind.
That sense of the dumdage, kuron suki nasha chi chegunda. Di nono la noa sheba la noa deva deso senkiran jire ski shesan. O di la uma pagi kagyo mare. Dele chunya mara kanda, ngubi nesu da timba. Manzo sama, senle nanda yadu sama kanda, senki ran shire mato, senle lo chaba jita yu mara se, oma baga yang kele ngore. Di ngubi nesu da timba chade wa. Dele da kaba yu mara. Da kare ki ribi neba yu se di, tagi kondo ranri siya dela nyi yu res. Ranri chik de sa truba janju samba tagi nyanja chuko su tong res. O di ranri de duen tambala denba truba yu res, she san. O di, dele da ribi neba yu re. Oma baga ribi che yundu la, chik denpa trubi ki chue zanyi ta mes xe ura kanda chue zangyi kari yin yin ya denpa trubi ki chue zanyi mes o dine yin de ta dila nio gu yas xe mda di riba de ta wonyi yu ura di rangri denru kaya ki riba de o dine yin de ta di sen zambi ki tunda nona chue kari yu ura sidi sa truba ki chanju samba di soku tonya ki rangri dine chik duen dan pala denpa truba yu xe mda o di chue res kari sana dine ki denpa trubi ki rangri chi ta zanyi yu manas.
And so for this system of the presentation of the Chittamatra, then the Madhyamika will not refute the fact that all appearances are the mind. And that is because that is in accordance with the way things are. And so they would not refute that. They also accept that, that all appearances arise from the mind. What they refute, however, is self-awareness as being truly existent. So this self-awareness that is realized, that only that bodhisattvas on the sixth bhumi then come to see, come to realize, that would be the absolute truth, that would be truly existent, then that is what they refute, because it cannot be accepted that there is anything that would be truly inherently existent. And so, but then the reasoning for refuting that comes later in the text, as when we'll see the refutation of inherent existence of self-awareness.
Tene da shiba de la umabas umaba ge tumda de ta kanle sha gor sude chiden da rari ni ga tendan do mi de bas sing da den dan bala ta chiden da rari ni ga mes gor odi ni che mes chine de ta umabas sen zamba ge chiden do den dan bala yes she ge mar de ine rari sen ni chi den dan bala yes odi sa tu bar ne bi chonju sen ba de ge nya ja ko thong ge yes sing da ta de le chi den dan bala de le ge rari sen ni chi mes sen do de she ja da odi la umabas.
And then we come to the to the fourth school, that is the Madhyamika school. And basically, external objects and self-cognizing mind, self-awareness, both are not fit to be absolute truth, that could to correspond to the absolute truth. And so even the Chittamatra understood that outer object cannot be considered to be absolute truth, yet they still consider that the self-awareness that is realized by the sixth bhumi bodhisattva is absolute truth.
That the ganda umi ge shung no ne kare she wo se de ni she ja ge che kare yin ya a ji de ye ba ta me ba de ne ge zhe ba le zha wa ye me gen ta lin de ba ta ba ta me ta bi gen ta lin de ba wo de ni shi she wo se de shi yun de la ta den ba ni bo de kun zo den ba da den dan den ba de sun ju yin ba de ni ga wa me ba kun zo se de ji nāwī kī chāli xīng dā, kū nāng xīng dō tōng bā tāng, tōng xīng dō nāng chōng dō, wā dīn lī xī lā tā sūn jū sī, dīn yī ngāwā yō mā rī sī, nāng wā tā tōng bā nī lā kāntā ngāwā mē bā. Yēn dā tī sō kū mā wā chā kā rī xī wā rī sī dī, nāng wā tā tōng bā nī ngāwā xī dī wā rī. Nāng wā yī nā, nī mī tōng bā yī bā, tōng bā yī nā, zā nī nāng jū mē bā dī nī, xī nōng dā. Tā wū mī kō lā dī nī, nāng xīng dō tōng wā tāng, tōng xīng dō yā nōng tō rō wā, wā dīn lī chēng dō yī kāntā xī wā rī sī, wā dīn, dīn dī tā tūm dā xīng dā lē zhā, chā bā tō pā bā rī sī.
And so for the Madhyamika, all knowable phenomena, so all phenomena that can be known, are all beyond conceptual construction. So they explain how actually all phenomena are beyond any kind of conceptual elaboration, whether of being existent or being non-existent or being both or being neither. So all that is explained. And they explain actually that the absolute truth and the relative truth do not contradict each other. They are not in opposition. They are not, but actually, they talk about the union of absolute and the relative. That things appear and are at the same time empty, being empty at the same time they appear. So this is the what they explain, what the Madhyamika position is, and seeing that there is no contradiction between the two between the two truths. And most of the other school, however, when we look, they consider actually that there is a there's a contradiction or opposition, a difference between them. That when things appear, then they cannot be empty, and there's a contradiction there. So, but here in the Madhyamika, then as things appear, then they appear, and at the same time they are empty. They are empty at the same time they appear. So this is this exceptional kind of a special view of the Madhyamika.
That umaba dila tine denying la chik chapa che yung dila namche de zangyan la tine ya umaba la tunda nying chungwa res ranju ba se nying chik la tanju ba se. Denyi, denpa nyi ki kuala, ta ribe cheba che yung di, cheba che ya ki nanchi che ra, nanchi zangin la teni, nanchi ya shen, ta nanchi ki tsar che yung si yung da, tsar che yung si di, namche di chik yan yashin la tene zangyan la tene tumda nying chungwa res namche sa di rikpa rikpa ta rikpa di zangyan ko pagi la denyin la cheba cheya ki rikpa de la namche si shebra odi zangyan nying chungwa res ta di ko zangyan yara misu yin ya di rikpa zangyan yara odi la tene ko nying chungwa res
because of course parobogi chedu de nisha re to konsoki
konso
konso shagen
uma pada tanju ase de ganza le re ganda ganza ni
naso
da umi ge tunda shini ganza ji da ranji ba gase ranji ba tunda shini ji da tanju ge tunda shini ni s chung ara da jaga le tine de tambo de kares chung le se de ranji ba tunda shini de la roben le den je sini kyaba ji chung le kogi tine deni ge nasha ma bo de she jene de de re sin de she je de अनि कोग लुसे देला रांजी बस पा मिंता अनि दवा ट्रबा दा दिना सिंगे दा केबा खशेगे यान देनी कि नाशा दिले 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 रेस एंड रेशे चीचे वर ओ देला थांजु वास तदी तिने दवा ट्रबा दा दा लेदेन जे गंजा नि दो क्रोनी नमचे चेजुंग यर दा नमचे याशिन तिने लेदेन जे कि नमचे दे दा दवा ट्रबा कि नमचे नो हिय मार रिबा याबो त कोग रिबा याबो मे दे क्रोन कि देनी कि रेशे देले या त रेशे को गंदर याबो तिगास यो मारे ने दवा ट्रबा के रिक्वायर पे आबो रा कुक दैनिक नाशा दितने वे बिन लेंसु ला खंडे यो बना शिचे को तादा रेशे जावर ओ दिने चने निंग चुमा रेस लेने तंजु वा तं रंजु वा सिंह ने ढूंढा निंग चुमा रेस ता ढूंढा देसो दिने चुमा रा तां बो जी संजय के जा चेसुंग ने दिने जेस ला ता तने टेंशन से यूं दिला था टेंशन से बाप बोलते सो गए तने सांझे के गोंबा दिला चिक डेशे तने जय यूं दे तने चिक गोंबो के ता गोंबी के चिक छोटे सोले चेबा चेबो रा ओ दे गोंबो दे दिले 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 ये रसने चिक चेबा चेयूं दिला तने चेबा दे चिक नेंगा ले कीमा कीला तने तने रिम्बे Seriba Nangamo with the soda, Tanda, the so called Chala Soton, Karini, and Tanda de Dolo Yavanda, good Tigas Namjede, Ribade, Tayawa Yora. Odina Shinchen, that Tunda de Sogden, she don't the Nechagurta.
And within the Madhyamaka school, also, then there are the distinction between this Svatantrika and Prasangika school. And basically, the distinction is on the basis of this presentation of the two schools, where there is. Basically it's just more on the basis of a more refined kind of reasoning, the way that in the kind of the way to approach the two truth and the way to explain the two truth is being slightly different, and the way the prasangika is more refined, is a more refined understanding of things than in the svatantrika approach. And because the svatantrika approach came to the from this started with Bhava Viveka, so this Indian master then wrote a commentary treatise on Madhyamika following Nagarjuna, and then explain things in the Svatantrika way, and then it is only after then people start to say, oh, this is what he explained there, and then people following this view are Svatantrika. But then later came other masters such as Chandrakirti, who kind of had a more refined understanding of things and the way things are and to approach this, and so showed the kind of a mistakes in the approach of Bhava Viveka, and then presented this Prasangika approach. So this is the difference, because basically those great masters then came and then wrote these treatises. Then on the basis of the teachings given by the Buddha, then they were investigating reality, seeing how things were, and establishing. So this is like that, and establishing things in this way. And it is a little bit like in science also. Then people who have a more acute understanding of the way things are, then can also accomplish or realize kind of different things, or accomplish different or create different kind of devices and things like that.
Then the denis ya dela da shizu ni res, shizu chi karo yas na ngaso tendan da kunzop ni ra tendan tendan sia de la chi cheba chi ge riba chi re kunzop de la cheba chi ge riba chi re tin de tendan de la cheba zo chi ro de de ni shi zo de la kare che ro de tendan de la cheba zo chi bi ko so tin de nong ge cha de la kunzop chi tin de tong bi ge cha de la tendan shi ge re se
dondam gi riba chi bai na
pen denba ni ra denba ni ge no ni so riba de ge tendan na che bi ko yi na tin de 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 ni de kanes kya ro se de no ge cha de la kunzop chi tong bi ge cha de la tendan shi ge re se
so and then in terms of the presentation of the two truth then there are two ways of positing them and the first is in terms of an examination of the basically when we examine phenomena then there are two types of reasoning there are the a reasoning that examine the absolute and the reasoning that examine the relative. So there's a reasoning from an absolute point of view and a reasoning from a relative point of view. And so when we talk about the two truths, when in the context of this examination of the ultimate status of phenomena, then we say that we explain that the way phenomena appear is the relative truth, and the way they actually are is their this emptiness is the ultimate truth.
Well, they need it. Hietu de ngazu sanje ge sung kolo sung yara kolo sung gnen kolo baba na zo sung yara se
and the two truth this presentation of the two truth then within the three turnings of the wheel of the dharma by the buddha his teachings that he gave in the intermediate turning of the wheel of the dharma the second
turn tene deni hietu chi la kare yara se de kunzo dan tenda ni gnen ripa de kunzo la zo cheba chegyena deikoso tene tendance ya de ninon tumba ki chala singda ninon tumba se de ngaso chi chanju samba de soki kares nong ris de ni ngobo de so chama daba nong de gora singkan daba ngaso ki saji de so chama tene phaba de so daba nong lo gora di daba nong di nong de na di nong ya ki lo chi ra di ni cha tumba se di ni cha tumba se de kane she gora ngaso danda che de so chama ne zo le daba re daba yinba nanshin, lo dege daba nongrogda odi nyezo la tunbas dinde ki cha dezo tsama la tendanche dine neno mintunba ki yudu yuchena kunzob siyengda di kande shegura sidi neno mintunba sidi nga zoge lo ki kande si nongdo danda nga zoge sado rida dezo tsama madaba chancho nongde gara kanda mato daba shinkanrogo dine nongmida odi madaba di nongwa nanshin nyezo la dinde madaba yoresena yomares nyezo da nansu nyi mintunbas nyezo la dezo tsama daba re ina nonsu nga sura kandis no res na madaba nonda ni tu da nonsu ni chi ko tingu mi da odi min tingu ba nonda ya de la kunzo se de ni tu ra kan yo ba de nonsu kan yo ba na shi lo ge de ga ra nonga ye na odi la ni tendan si ge res de zo ka ta mi ko so le tingu res
and and the second way of presenting the two truth is when examining the from a relative point of view a phenomena. And so in terms of the way phenomena appear, then there is when subject and object appear in such a way that there is a discrepancy between the way they appear and the way they really are, this is relative truth. By contrast, when subject and object appear in accordance to the way they actually are, this is ultimate truth. So, basically, when things appear, for example, to noble beings, and they have those appearances of the pure fields and kayas and so on, then this is, at that time, then also their mind perceives this, there's a, there's an accordance between the mind's pure mind and the pure appearances. So these two aspects of the pure mind, those pure fields and so on that are perceived, pure appearances perceived there, correspond to the ultimate truth. And the way that we usually perceive things, we do not see pure fields and so on, I don't think, Then those ordinary perceptions, where there's this discrepancy between the way things appear and the way they really are, they appear in a certain way, yet they are in another. So this is the relative truth that corresponds to the relative truth. And this way of explaining the two truths corresponds to the teachings given by the Buddha in the final turning of the will of the Dhamma. turning.
Mōnda dīche, dāt ndōna kānda trūmdā dīne shīnduwa. Trūmdā shīnduwa nīnda, ngāma ngāma dīso lī chūngi chā dīne rī 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 yōrēs. Chūngi chā dīso tsāma dīne, kōma dīso gī rīmbē shīnda hā kūgī yōrēs. Tēngi pēnā tā chirā māwa tā ndōdī pā nīla chūngi chā kārē yōrēs nā, kūnzō kū ngōy nī, kūrōnsu gī rāndu chī nī, sōsō kā mīmē chī nī pāntā shī jāyā kī, chūng dīne yōrēs. Pēnā chirā māwa kārē shīngdō, tūyūsum dīta, ko dzēs tūpa, kurung sōsō yōrēs shēsāng. Dīnyā jīmsēn kāyō māra, kurung kītā tīgās pā tōsō rāba chē. Dō tēpā kārē shēngdō, chidēn sēyā chī yōrēs, dī kō nāmu rēs, ngō sō ngā sō tōntu ngō mēs. Shēngdā, o dīnyā kurung kī pā tōsō chē nē, kurung kī pā kāng dēndē rāba chē sēshā nyō rēs, dī chēn rēs. Dīnyā hī tēndāng kōntu chē nā, chāmē nī sē nī chī yōrēs, o dī tēndāng bā lā yōrēs, chā nī tsā nī chē yā mē dē yā, dī lā tēnē ngō bō tu sō yā, chē rū chē rū yōng yō bā chī shēngdā. ओदियां कुरोंगी तोजो रेस दी चो रेस दिनाशी सेनसंबाला या तने शिबारा री रास सेंगी जी धेन तंबाला यस दी सटोबाला नेली चोंजु सेंबा तके थोंतु यस शेंगदा दे देमबा टुबा यिस शेंगदा ओदियां दा कांदर तने के शिबारा री रास यि देंगे धेन तंबाला देमबा टु देंगे जी चनि यो मारस ओदि चो के चारेस ता देस छामा कांदा ओग ओमा ओमा दे सोरा चो के चा देने दिने योरे ओदि चो के चा दे कोमा कोमे रिबेचे यु देला तने देला नेबा यबा जी थोंग योरेस.
And so those different schools and so have, as we saw, so these different ways of approaching, of presenting, and the later school being kind of having a superior view to the one of the earlier view, the earlier schools, because those schools, such as, for example, the Vaibhashika, then they state things, those different schools state things according to the kind of, to the view, to the capacity, or to the kind of way of seeing of the people, of those proponents. For example, Vaibhashika then say that So for example, that they say that things exist, things of the past and things of the present, things of the future exist now. Then this way of saying things, there's no reason for them to do that. It's just that they feel that it might be the case, and so this is why they're certain this way. But then this is refuted by later schools. And then to say, for example, in the Sautantrika, then to say that the object, the outer object, are not readily seen, but they are hidden, and then by the aspect, the mental aspect. Is also, there's no particular reason for them to say that, it's just that they feel it might be the case. Or when talking about those smallest particle of matter, for example, that are indivisible, partless particle, then when talking about that also, there's no particular reason, but they feel that that might be the case. And so this is refuted by later schools, and in the same way that Chittamatra, when they talk about the self-awareness that we truly exist in, that is realized by the six Bhumi Bodhisattva, again, it is something that without any particular reason, but just because the thing that this is, that might be the case, that this is. And those faults that in the assertions then are refuted progressively by the superior schools, and so to develop to the correct view.
Kunzo denbasi di chik nomi ki ngobo ki chadini chik xie gore, tuandang denbasi ya di ngumen rawa chik xie de gore, ta ngobo da ngumeni ta soso chade gora kanda, o dindi ki soso ro xinbi ki xinba chi yores, o di chiong ki cha res. Di ta uma tanju wa ki dindi ribe jeba che yung, di chiong ki cha yinba hako ni di ngo kango che gores.
And within the Madhyamika as well, then there's this distinction between the Svatantrika and the Prasangika, and the Svatantrika also there's some faults in the Svatantric representation, because for Svatantrika then they consider that the appearance is this this thing, this ngopo, and so this thing that is kongsukwe ngobo la na tene yoba tene lapsi ra ngobo tis yinjige tiskali kakwade
ngobo tse naga zo jujen le chungwagi kunzob se dikpe jujen le chungwagi chwe dinde jirez dila ngobo se
a kunzob
se kutoki dende tundan siya de ta jujen ki majeba jujen le ndeba dinde ki chingumin rao dinde jinde shi janongda o dinde yike ta shenba chiyo ra kanda
so relative phenomena are things, functional things, things that arise due to causes and conditions, and the absolute are non-things, non-functional things, or non-existent. So this is the distinction that the Svatantrika make, so that under the relative phenomena, the ngopo, the functional things, and the absolute phenomena are the ngome, the non-functional things or the non-existent. So this is the difference that is made that the Prasangika correct. And so, but the thing is that those the complete understanding so gets basically gets we get more and more refined as we follow the progression of those different schools, and because the Vaibhashika from the very beginning they cannot understand, realize everything, and so they still have understand a lot in their presentation. They understood that all phenomena are impermanent. There's no such thing as the singular self, and so on. But then, there's still some things that they are a bit at fault when they say, for example, that things of the past and things of the future, things of the present, all exist now. Then this is also this is a mistaken kind of understanding. But yet, we see that with those different systems, then we come to have a more and more refined understanding of things in this way, in a progressive manner. And so in this way, so we have this more and more refined understanding as we go through those different school of philosophy, Buddhist school, progressively present. An example to illustrate that is, for example, if we have people who don't have a good eyesight, they have a little bit of problem, and then they look at this person over there, and the first one goes and say, yeah, he's like this, and then he has two heads, and you know, and describes a little bit, and so certain parts are all right, but then the part on the two heads is might not be so accurate. And then the second person, who has a slightly better eyesight, then looks, and then now he just has one head, and then goes on to describe other parts of the body and have some parts which are, you know, explanation which are correct, some that are a little bit more dodgy. And then we go to you know, someone who has yet a better eyesight, and then, you know, goes on and refine a little bit the understanding. And then lastly you have someone who can see very well, and then sees that actually the person has just one head, and all the different features clearly, and so, and can see clearly also the seeing that the in the presentation of the others what was at fault and what was correct, and so on. So it's the same with the Madhyamika. Then in the Madhyamika presentation, having this complete understanding, then they also see within the other schools what was in their presentation, what was correct, what was at fault. And so in this way there's this progressively more refined understanding that is presented with this, with those different schools.
Da dele sanja tene ngonza ta tri tunda shi ko de sheng da ta tunda shi ko de chi chi da ki pa ja che san shi sna da pa da kan da ma mbo chi ta shi ya yo re dinan sheng ge da shi tsa bo chi ne de zo ko shi na da pa ma mbo yo ra ngena ta ngazo dinan ne tis chi tenda didi inda ma to min da ta ko din de chi mi sa chi ne dirin dis da de shi ma nda wa de chen kan tu tu nda wa da de ne de shi che go ra ta ko zo na mi gi shung no la ta tunda shi yo re shi go de ta di ko de ta kan da rob zi shi go ra de rob zi shi de ta tunda de so ge chi tenda chi do don ra wa ching do re 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 shi sa o da de so kan da de ne re re do de ba se ri kurong de ne de go re de ne sen zamba de ne de go re so de tenda do don ra wa zu mesine sinso ina de ne de no no la kurong zu ge tunda ge na sha ma bu de ne chen da me da che re ta de so ko chi ye na ro cha go ra o de ne da tunda ko ra wa da de ne inde chi kar se da chi ma bu ji tsen go ro da o de ne no che re.
So here we went through so the four schools of four philosophical schools of Tibet, of Buddhism, and in that then there's a lot to explain. If we are to go in the detail of each of the school, then there's a lot of things to explain. There's also between the different schools, and a lot of discussions also that go on very subtle kind of points, and that's why today we kind of tend to spend a little bit more time on the on this part and give a bit more explanation. However, here this is a kind of a brief presentation of those four schools that present the main points, and so it is good to know those main points, because then all the other discussions that go into, if you go into further detail, they are just I would say branches, topics, or like elaboration of those and kind of related topics or to those main points that were presented. Yeah.
Can I add two? One is a clarification, and the other is also clarification. So, about the three natures, we said the imputed is in both his aspects relative. We said the dependent in his pure aspect is the absolute. Just want to verify, is the impure aspect of dependent relative? And is the existence in both these aspects of object and subject the absolute?
Good morning.
We have three natures. And
yeah, that.
Into two aspects.
Yeah.
And Kempo
said that
categorized three of them as absolute and relative. I was just asking about the other three. Maybe it was implicit and didn't get it. Which is the impure aspect of the dependent, and both aspects of the truly existing, whether they absolute or relative.
Rang shi tsungi kao la tani. Di la, ani, di gi dagbe, karasi, kontak, shenwa gi dagbe cha di, ani dundam res, ani di gi kontak gi chan ni di tso, konzab res, ani nga so gi tani yewa, ni yodi ka sambarata, nga so di yewa drugs yor la, ani sum lhagma de soyanta konso kande chawres de dan de bashawres de kunzun de bashawres
re re kunda ge yewa ninja kunzo che yewan la yewa nindwa madabi cha de kunzo re ta ko sum de kunzo cha sum tene tabi yewan da tene yondu la toni gi cha chi de to bi yujen cha chi nindwa o de nindwa tene tabi yewan de sum ne ten da sum sum le ga da
sum sum so it's like you have like the imputed the two aspects of the imputed nature are relative. Within the dependent nature, then the impure aspect is relative and the pure aspect is absolute, and the two aspects of the what is it, completely existent, is the absolute.
The second one is just taking up. It seems to me that if you take the problem with the Vaibhashika, it's not the definition of the absolute and relative, but the fact that they believe to have found an indivisible particle and an individual moment of consciousness. Because if you were to take the definition saying that the relative is everything that can be divided, and the absolute is anything that cannot be divided, if you never find anything that cannot be divided, you end up defined saying, well, only something which is beyond conception or beyond the four extremes can also not be divided up, because dividing the conceptual and then you would go on the other side, and so you would end up actually with a majamika view. If you wouldn't say, okay, we come, and that corresponds to the fact that the Chitta mantra doesn't attack the definition. It just says, no, there are not small spheres of consciousness or indivisible particles. So it seems to me the definition is okay. But it's only the fact that they say, oh, there's definition hasn't been.
If you can give me the essence, maybe I can ask otherwise too.
Is there a definition of the definition of the absolute reality of the Sota Vaibhashikas? Because what we heard now from the Chittamata is not a refutation of the definition. It's the refutation of the fact that there is, in fact, an indivisible moment of consciousness. It doesn't affect the definition itself. Definition is that's the absolute, anything that can be further divided.
Just what's the problem in that?
The problem, they were right. It's just they were right in their definition, but they were wrong in the fact that they thought to have found something that is indivisible.
Actually,
the
yes.
Is completely compatible with the Majamika.
And if that were the case, then what would be the problem?
The problem is not the definition, but
if they had been a bit less stupid, it would be okay.
I think they're rather intelligent.
It's like when you're a scientist, you're not perfect. The theory of the scientist is perfect, but then his measurements were wrong, kind of thing, which is quite different from having a wrong concept, and then on top of it having wrong measurements.
Tends to sell for me. No. I try.
What do you want with it? You can also ask me if there is.
No, what's your problem? I don't want to ask. What's your problem? I'm sorry.
I can imagine that for a straight, forward mind like yours, that people to but.
But
it would be interesting to know if somebody ever attacked the definition of the Vaibhashikas rather than the fact that particles are not, individual particles are not to be found, nor heartless moment of consciousness are to be found.
Is that a helpful comment or?
I can refute it.
Why don't you debate first?
We need to debate first, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then ask more.
Yeah, you guys talk about it tonight. You know, is that okay? Yeah, no, it's okay.
So, from the Chitta Mantra perspective, is it understood here that there is nothing, there is no external object that actually exists apart from mind? So, if that's the case, then that would mean that all sentient beings do not exist apart from the mind. And where that leads me is that all sentient beings exist within one mind. Because if you had more than one mind, then you'd have to have one being somehow external to the other mind. So how does that work? How do you not end up with all beings ending up in one mind? Does that make sense?
We'll see. Things since on buggy then shall I not need chi chogi yilte kayam bashan then kan kanang martin tama then sembi then chuyu bedu es in tama sembi number do ta sembi number in the tama latin ya konso ta semchin tamshi yulgi then number charo ta denda ina then konsogi Semchin tamshi te konsogi semchigi chuyu ingora tene ngaso kandes chagari tene yang tene sem mampo yena yang tene kogi semchin shenba digi sem di ta ngarangi sem tene chirogi yul de chagido ta konso kandes dina shagari
di kolo kandar mampo chik mitzogi sano tongo la yine di mare chilogi nongwa deso tsangma senki nongwa res deso sene lo choba yoma res di ngaso ge ta zu da Tri ro dende ge chik nongwa so ngora chik nongwa re ra Odi so la kare nong du na Odi so ge chik nongwa che Da de nongwa yung du Nga so ge tanda Chik ngobo chik la tadu Da su tsangma nga so tsangma ge chik Tungwa du nongwa tengi du Tengi gora Yine ya Nge nongwa ge cha chi yore Mi shen da ge nongwa cha yore Dende cha mangbo Dende Nge ge ngola nongwa de ya ge cha de Nge ge sheba che Yine shen da kuro na nongwa de ya ge nongwa cha de Shen da kuro Dende che ta chik rabo chik nongji nongdo asede di mit mambo chige kronzo tumongi di chik dine rabo chik nongya ke le tumong so sani dine rabo nonggores dine nganso din rabo chik ina mit tsama kutana di chikpan tonggore mato nge chik mandang yin chik dan shenda chik chik mandang yin rabo dine rabo mera tonggoyo mara di dine kandes chik chikpan tonggore sede dine nganso tsama ki dine shi nongya ke le dine sayores ওদের লে দে সান দে নি মিছু নিয়ন দেন চং দে ওব চিক লা তা দি চিক বা চিক সে থং গরে সে নে নে থং ই চা দা শেন দা কি থং ই চা সো দি নি ইয়রে সে মা দয়া নে গি লো লা কানসা শেন দা কি শেবা না ও চি নো দি শেবা দে নি কি শেবা ইন সো দি নে দে শে জা গো মারস চি লো লা তা জু দা 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 দি কি চি নে নে কি চি ওব শেবা মা ইন কি গে তা চি নো আ তে চি নো নো দে গরা ও দে চা মা দি নে সো লা কারে নো না সো গে নো শেবি কি চা দে নে Udin de dela so ge noi cha na mi chen da noi cha cha de ne mambo yores. Udin de she yores kan da.
Yeah, the a lot of people went through lengthy discussions on this subject, but it's not really the point. It's not the way that they explain that actually all the outer phenomena, so the you know visual forms and sounds and so on, all those that they are all the appearance. All of one's individual appearance are just one's mind. So it is on the for everyone. For example, if we look at the same object there, then so here there's the appearance of this object in my mind, and then there's the appearance of this object in your mind, and there's the appearance of the object in the other people's mind. So there's different there are many a different appearance of this object. In it's not that there's a one single, but then we may ask, oh, is it possible then that we have this very similar, if we consider the microphone, then we have a similar kind of a perception of it, a similar appearance of a microphone in our mind, but that is because of the our collective karma, the common karma that we've accumulated, and because of that, then we have these same common perceptions there. But then, as far as goes that in your mind, all the perceptions in your mind are your mind.
That is good. Because it is not true. chik rabo noya ke le tsama ke same na tene nga tso ke dele tade nga tso tsama ke chikpa chise thong mare karsan pe na chu chik la nga tso mi di tso ke tene tunya di nano nya di tso ke kuron tso desa nga tso kamba nanshi thong go yore di nanshin ke yida di tso ke tene na dan cha nanshin thong go yore mato chik pe tsama dan chik tunya rabo tene thong thong yore mara kanda ko karsan chik mi ki chu thong nanshi yenda di tso ke chu thong ya ke le di sayo mara le di nra menda san ro de tene chik le tade dine de la thonsun ta menda dine yongore mato chik mato nanshi thon tu goyo mara te tanda nga tso mi de tso ki chu la tsangma ki chu thong gora tunye ode mitsama ge chik tumong ge chuton ya ge le de ne so so ngwe na sa gores o de ne ta chikwa chi zen hong gores ka ta nda ngoma yin de chu de landa me da de ne hong da o de no ya de jum sen kar san de ne so so ge shebe le no sheba de ginda me da de ne hong gores ma do yug ngwe ne ka si chi yo ba yin de ne chikwa chi zen hong gora ti thong dong me da ri du de so thong sun da me na yung da o de de ne de ne ge no de so tsang ma sen ki no yin ba de ne se ha ko du gores This thing in Noah, so 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 in Noah, my inner dinner, Chignaji Tongura, Chudela, Suga Teva in a Chutongura, the Tonga Maraganda. Dam that Chudel and Dam that Tonga. What the so 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 gay chick, she big in Noah, the name Yungurus.
And so if the fact that we are able to see the same object, the same cup, is because of we've accumulated the same. Karma, we have this common karma, and so that is why. Otherwise, we couldn't see this in the same way. For example, the beings of the six realms then have different perceptions. For example, of water, that what a human see as water, then some may see as a pus, some see as blood, and so on. So they can't see it as water the way we do because of this. Of the karma, they haven't accumulated this common karma. So it is only because we have this common karma, we have accumulated this common karma, then we can have this common perception of a similar object now. And so this is the how, due to our karmic perceptions, and you know, of our consciousness, due to the karmic perception of our consciousness, then we have different appearances, different things coming to our mind, and it is only if we have a common karma then we could see similar objects. Whereas if we haven't, like for example, sentient beings like in the hell realm, they cannot see water as water, see as molten lava, and there's no chance for them to see it as water. It's impossible because they haven't accumulated this particular karma of seeing as water as we do.
Follow up. Can I just clarify? So that means that even though there's different perceptions, different beings, it's not based on anything actually separate from mind that exists externally. It's just a result of the different karmas of different beings. So with the example of water, there's not something there that all beings see as lava. You
know, we see as water, fish see as
home, but it's just mind, the
result of
different karma and
the mind's beings, isn't it? Mm. Mm. Then, once it's done, the Ani nga soki chigi yulta ni tun dawa, tun badi te chik tongo dupe na tene chu dawa tene mi tsama nga sote chu tongwa ina. Ani tongwa ina yan tene chi lo la tene chu kanya yu maresi, ini semshen riregi semgi ngwa la tene chu riri nangi dus gimsen karso legi gimsen gi tene dita wala nangi resi, dendar besi.
Dera da, teko chik chu non siya de ta dendera, ngobi nezo da minden bashi non dekar, ta chu di ya chik ngubi nesu kandu yorizide, nini nesu tsama daba, ma daba kanyi meba, chudi daba rodi tini mama kese yade, ki ngola tontu gore sishigangda, tati chik dabi ki kudan shinkan dinde ki ranshin chade yore. Dila, tini ngaso ki kanyi ba te tonga matu nende, chik kashi ki nata tonyanda, kashi ki chu tonyanda, kashi ki sosu desa ki kumba nanshin, tati jindamida tonga dola. Odele tunonsa, tunonsa goya junsen karsana, ko, Chukronki, maybe needs a kind in but the tomatone. Delicious, that you tone the conda. What delicious that to no cigarette, qua cigarettes.
So, yeah. So this is yeah, that's it. So, this is what we talk about, mistaken perception or deluded. Kind of perception or mistaken appearances, because when we have mistaken perceptions, so things we perceive things impurely, things that are pure we perceive them impurely. For example, perceiving water, perceiving blood and pus, when actually if we see purely, we'd see that this is mamaki. And so this is because of our impure perception. So a mistaken perception is so basically not to see the way things are, but to see something else. I think he was first. And actually, Roger, you had a question?
Follow up on this directly, completely connected to this. It's, if you have
short.
It's short. If you have two persons, like a normal Hindu practice or whatever, Sushamata, to reach a certain set of clairvoyance, let's say, is possible. Without seeing the true nature of things, just clairvoyance, can reach the mind of other people. Mm. And this mind of other people would, in that context, be the rising of his own mind. If I see what is happening in the mind, let's say I'm clairvoyant, so shamatha, nothing extraordinary.
Yeah, I got it.
Then it can happen to shamatha currently, people say.
Mm-hmm.
So then that person's mind, appearance of his mind, would be the appearance of my mind, because in calling shamatha, everything that appears to me is my mind. So isn't that person's mind suddenly the appearance of my mind? And then, because he can also see his own mind, can he then see actually the appearance of my mind, because he can see his own mind, because I can, you know what I mean?
You're in the messenger territory.
Because, if I say I can see the person's mind, then either there's another person's mind, which doesn't experience everything else.
That does not follow your thing. The appearance of his mind in your mind is not his mind.
But then, how can I say there's clairvoyance?
You see what is in there that appears to your mind?
I can see his mind, the appearance of his mind.
Chilog suda dira dira da ko leno ge so ke le dinde sa ne da dik le de ge chik mina na ji chen pa na de ge se da na lo ge sen de ko so so ge chik tsero ko to me ne de chen ma ji de so ma ra ge de ne yun she ge ra de yun de sen de so yun de da ni ge sen de ge pa chok ge sen de ngun she ge chit ta ge de ka yin ba chik de ge de ine kro ge chik da sen de chik nam ba da wo chik ຕ້ອງຢູ່ບາດທົ່ວໂຕຢູ່ລະດີນີ້ຕິກໍຕັກເຊນຄໍນດັນດາບໍຈິງງີກງໍນທົ່ວໄດ້ກະມາດດີດາບໍທົ່ວໄດ້ກະຈາດດັງງີກິເຊນຣານແລະກັນດາອືອີນີ້ຄະກິລະຄົນດາບໍຈິນໍຢູ່ລະດີນີ້ຄູກິເຊນຄາຍບາດດາດົງຊຸຄິນງີກິເຊນລະຍ້ເດບາກາຊິງີກິເຊນດິກິພະມານໍນາຄໍລະເຊນແມບາດດິນດີຊຽວເມລະດິກໍເຕສນາກະມາດດາຊິໂລກິງາຊຸສຸດາດດີລະດີຊາມາເຊນຈິນດີຊໍກະເລສາເລລະຕິນດີນີ້ມະນໍຕ dungwaan de milan naa shing che ta milan tangin ki sheba de to ko senje so 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 ki sheba de ne chinde maa yung de gura ta yung de de nge nguen she ta ne me jinda jik ta gu de kurung ki sheba de la kare ten gu yo de ki chik dabo dabo chik ta kanta ngi gu ngola yung de gura o di yin de ta kurung ki kanyi ba de kanta tsu ngi ki sheba na yung tu gu yo ngola de dabo jing ngola dabo nong de ya de ngi ki sheba na le ta de ko zunye naa shing che ne pa chik milan naa ya naa shing che ne ngi ki sen ne pa naa ne de ne kurung ki kanyi ba de ni pe tumbo yore ta dewa shu chenpa cha gura de ni di mayin ba ta chilo ke zude dhilo dhizo tsama nga zo le sa le ke ongi dhine zanyi me shindo dhine le dhige pa minan na shin chene dhine nong dhigo ra di minan ke nuwa dhizo tsama so so minan suku taona dhige sheba lo tsu dhundo gora o dhine dhigo chi dhine dhigo cheba yore yine di kwa jitange pe gasa pe kale kawo pe masi ki kale kawo dhumda shiki nanwa la ta sen zamba ka dhumda dhido kashio chik tsigora, karisan di sengi kore de pe mambu shen rogu da nongwa de zo sengi kore se ta di ndashe chegu de dhunda ka nani kali kashen rogu chik di shagura se karisan tanyi ki nansha de zo la ribe cheba che de di le rīpē chēpā yāc jīg tā trūntā tsañi yuwa māra kāndar, tāñi kī nāshā. Tēndāng kī kōr tē tsōn, tēnī chēpā chē yuwa tēnī umā tāñchū wā lē lā tsāng yuwa. Tē nāshī tāñi kī jīg ngōpō tē tsōlē chēpā chē yuwa tā rīpā yā gu nā, sēn tsāng bā kī lē yāwa tsañi yuwa māra, kōr rīpā bē nōmbu yuwa. Tē nī tā dī kōr tē shē yuwa tē bē jīg kāndā kālī kāwa rī, dī kōr tē jīg. Wā tē nī tā tāntā tē ngā tsō mī shēndā kī sēn ngūn shē kī tāyā tē tāng chī lō kī zū tā tē rō tē tsō nī.
So it's a slightly different situation here when we have actually when so all the outer appearances, all the things, all the outer phenomena, material phenomena that appear to the mind, and so they are due to the karma of individuals, and then they appear to their mind, and there's just appearance in their mind, just like that. But then when it comes to know the mind of others, then it's just that actually when so when looking at the mind of others, when developing this kind of knowledge or super knowledge kind of thing, prescience, then we're able to see what's in the mind of the other. But doesn't it mean that we take, you know, the whole mind of the other inside our mind? It's just that an aspect then similar to the to what is in the mind of the other then appears to our mind and forms in our mind. And so it is the appearance of what is in their mind that appears to our mind. It is not that we've just taken the whole of their mind and that their mind does not exist anymore outside of our own mind. It's not the way, and so it's slightly different from all those outer phenomena that just exist like that. But then this is a very difficult, subtle kind of point, and within the different philosophical tenet, then the Cittamatra is said to be the most difficult one to because there's so much to explain about the mind, and it gets really, really subtle. And in terms of the explanation of the understanding of the Absolute Truth, then the Madhyamika is said to be the best. But then in terms of explanation of the way things are on the relative conventional level, the explanation of the conventional truth, then said that the Cittamatra is the best system to explain that to account for that. But then it is, and therefore it is, they are extremely sharp, and the way their presentation also is very subtle and very refined, and so it is it's not so easy to kind of across, but just like that.
I have a clarification with respect to the two truths in the Sautantrikas. First, it says in the end of page 254 that in common with the Vaivashikas, they believe that whatever is, the infinitesimal part, farthest particles and shortest moments are the absolute, and whatever is composed of those is relative. But then later it says that whatever is functional is given ultimate existence. So I would like to know if this second division is put within the first, or is it a separate thing, or is it two separate two things combined?
The Sautantrika, I think. The Sautantrika?
Yeah, within the Sautantrika.
Yeah, can you just repeat it? Sorry.
Firstly, it says that the Sautantrika takes absolute farthest moments and particles and relative all the concepts.
Uh-huh.
And later it says that the Sautantrika take as absolute whatever is functional,
which is advanced. Then I also did this quote, which then I also gave. Dodebagi Kabla, Dodeba Chitantan, Dodeba Consult, and Dandam Yokanisha, or is nothing as a digi Chilamao, and Chiba, the name to Tenjame, the Damsha, the Tene, Ravango, the Sutton, the Consul Sharwa. In this Shula, the Nishun, the Nala, the Nia, Consul Dungeon, but then digi, the Damsha, Dungeon, Minibat, and Dungeon, you don't, the Consul Sharwa. Chiba, here is the Kandisco. What does it say? I see the way it says that it is the functional things, but then it is partless particle.
End of these ideas are held in common by both the Vaivashikas and the Sautantrikas.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thank you, Kempo Dominique.
Chira mawa ki thamala ade, chik dode ma kumbha tsungu na.
Di inza gu, di dode badan thumu ino zede.
Oh.
Di re?
Oh.
Di, shenda dode kiji chame do tuba ni tuandang du yawande.
Chira?
Chame ni di chira mawa ki tuandang bari yore shengda, di tuandang denba yin, di tuandang denba la yore shengda. Di sheba didan dode ba ni tuung res, thumu res kar. Chame ni di tuandang la yore siya di chira mawa dan dode ba kurun ni chak shego res.
Also, did you need to shower?
No, but I was in a. No, but I was tinging a tinga. Oh, that's somewhat tinging over. Did Tandan de Mares. Did my imbat in a gumeta, taba say at Jujan itzani, my junging a taba tang, gume tinga. Oh, did Kunza de Mares shiver. But no, but Tara Karaini and this summer. Dodibak Tandan de Mares shiver. Cherama Karelogundo, no, but Rabat is a summer Kunza race. Ngobo tawa di tuandang di maris, chami ni di ngobo tawa ra. Tan dode bak ngobo tawa da raba kare ina yi tuandang di maris. Ngobo mayimba pena, jujen matubi ki taba dan ki nangka, dima che, odi zi tsama kunzo res. Tadi kontrak mi da.
Yeah, well, what they say here is that this this understanding that the smallest constituent of material form the a smallest particle and the shortest instrument of consciousness are ultimate truth, have ultimate existence. And this is also something that is accepted by the Sautantrika, isn't it? Because it is a functional thing. It is on the basis of those smallest particles that you build up the bigger one. So obviously they have they can perform a function. So they are functional things.
So they accept that, but they don't say that whatever is not particles.
Yeah.
At the end of the teaching, when Kempo went again shortly through all the schools presenting their view of the two truths, he mentioned there's the difference between Svatantrika Madhyamika and Prasangika Madhyamika, that the former would assert also the Sautantrika understanding of absolute truth in establishing functional things on the relative level. Did I just wrongly get that one? Or?
Exactly. He said that, I think he said that Nupo is relative and Nume is absolute, which is the 180 degrees. That's what I understood.
No, but yeah, it's relative and Nume is absolute.
Nume is?
Absolute.
Yeah.
That didn't match, for example, match what Kempo, for example, said later on, that also that the Svatantrikas accept Shitamata position as relative truth.
Did I say that today?
You said that later on in answering the question of Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone else I heard that? I don't remember saying it.
He did say that the Chittimatras have the best presentation of relative truth, and then, but he didn't relate that to Svatantrika.
Okay,
then.
Because
not Svatantrika, Chittimatra,
it's connection
from the first point.
So.
Svatantrika, Madhyamika,
uh-huh.
Do not somehow position externally existing things by means of their functionality. That is what I got, what Kempo said before. Can you tell me?
Yeah, if you get me to understand, you just said it's long. Can you just say it kind of somewhat simply?
The differences between Svatantrika and Prasangika. Temple mentioned that the Svatantrika would hold the view that functional things are relative truths,
mm-hmm.
which would relate them to a Svatantrika point of view, and not a
So what's the difference between Svatantrika and Svatantrika?
Essentially that
in terms of the
between Svatantrika and Svatantrika.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
Non-Madhyamika school and the later is a Madhyamika school.
No, I'm not asking you. I'm asking if it's the question you want me to ask.
No, but just precisely the point that the understanding of relative truth of the Svatantrika is not, as I seem to have heard, that relative things are endowed with existence, as Svatantrika happened to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what he quickly mentioned.
I mean, just to clarify, Svatantrika is exactly the opposite of Svatantrika in the way in terms of Lame. Lame is the relative for Svatantrika.
He's right. I'm sorry, it's the opposite.
Svatantrika says Nume. Nume is relative. Svatantrika says Nume is.
Maybe, yeah.
Same thing
also
with the relative assumption of Svatantrika.
Rangyupage. Rangyupate, quand on a concept de nouveau reste d'un dame de Gomeres, dit qu'on a dit, tu vois, il s'agit de tes. C'est bon, mais de quoi tes. Tes deux débats, là, tu es un peu de l'autre. Tu es un peu de machine, tu es un peu de machine, tu es un peu
Mm-hmm.
얘한테 지단테 스포츠에다 담보테스 장규박이 걸었대. 근데 그건 좀 남네마다. 메인데다 아니 장규박이 뭐 이나스 직전에 근데 따고 그랬고. 이쪽에 디스한테 나타 디저.
아니 레리나. 아 장규박이 되니더라.
어 장규박이 되니 때네 뭐 포스트네 아 뭐 포스트네 컨저버스 때네 칸데스코 거스 때네 담데 뉴메르스 때 칸데스코 거스
This year, that Ranju Bagitso Niko Kichik Tawa Tenla Payajitan Tatu Sneer Tatu La Deni Umaranju Bata Tanjoa Sini Kurani Chibachan or Kanda Gomba Chikwa Tawala Tome Nego Tachik Kronzo Dujatisola Mashe Yundila Deni Ranju Bagit Kain but Shetu Yumata Denik Nashari She Matundo the Karacho was the Kunzo said in Mobo City. Juden Cheney Chuin Bache. Juden Cheney Chuinki Chudigi Rangi Yan Drevish Jandayan Chetuba. Dinashi Mubo de Mitawa Kijikijik in Joa. What did she get Chuina? Dela Kunzops. Didn't the main bangazo dames? Daddy Pacando didn't dames Chanora. Dames yeti? The Kandar Mitaba Mare, dames yeti. Dinashi Mubo Mare, Jujene Chungu Mare, damid. Tinan shi tomba se da me sende da de pakando de dikka bi ge chala me me ba ching doa o den de shila ngume se ngume se de ta zo kare ko gor sen kan da ju chen ni ma ju wa tinan shi kichi kichi ge jo wa tsa ni me ba o den de shila ngume se da den de shila ko to de ten dan de ma se pa ngan zo ge da se ya de ndu mi du che ba ma bo chen kan san chen da se ya de tsa ni ma ru ba o den de shin doa da me ba chi o de la ta ten dan se gor se de la ngume se gor se That the crony cook chick, the ninky shet on the matto, the ninky shet on crongy that kind by the shay, you know? And then Umatanjo at the Chiba Chow. Nico crons get that the neat in each shiver, Carson Duja Cashela, the nes, the neat in each masheba in Umatanjo Kishun on the Nisheba kind by the Lansan Shesha in a pento wimmer. Within the crons of Nico, the Nisha, the nature is in Kanzayan, Lo Nombo Shira made in the crons of the Nisheva.
So in terms of the Svatantrika presentation of the two truths, then there are two aspects. One is like the ultimate kind of a presentation, and more one which is more on a kind of a circumstantial or like provisional kind of level, if you want. And on the this ultimate presentation does not differ from the Prasangika. that is, there's no difference there. Mm-hmm. But then this provisional, kind of more provisional kind of presentation, kind of more, because for them the Rangyupa or the Svatantrika consider that it is not possible really this ultimate view to just get it right away. So they need to kind of stages, steps in order to come to understand that. And so they have this kind of a provisional kind of a presentation of them. And so this is where, and in this provisional presentation, then they consider that all phenomena, that all the phenomena that we see around us then arise from causes and conditions, and causes and conditions produce results. And so that corresponds to the relative level. That is the relative level. All phenomena, all those phenomena that arises from causes and conditions, this is the relative level, the relative understanding. And then the absolute is the selflessness, the absence of self. That means that there's a selflessness does not arise due to causes and conditions. It is not a functional thing. So this is the absolute. So this is on this at the level of this provisional kind of presentation. If you accept this as being the relative, all this arise by due to causes and conditions, is all those phenomena, all the causes, the conditions, the results, and so on. All those phenomena are relative. The selflessness is which do not arise from causes and conditions, then is the absolute. So that's the Svatantrika view.
Very quick clarification. Mm-hmm. It's just going back to the microphone, and so we share a common karma. We will see the microphone in slightly deluded ways, different ways. But there is actually a dependently arising material basis for that microphone.
Dependently arising basis for the microphone that we see.
There was an external dependently arising basis for this deluded perception that you have.
Is there some outer phenomena that provide the basis for all of us seeing a microphone?
A dependently arising basis, yes.
Yeah.
The
outer
reader.
Is it mind?
Outer.
Independent from the mind. Is it
independent from the perception that we have in the mind? Actually, making it quite complicated, it's just, is there a dependently arising basis for the deluded perception that we have of that microphone?
Then also, this dig it, tone it, and they might be tone it, and then also, send somebody in. Also, the. Also, somebody in my toggy, tendilgi. Sheet in the universe, Tong sheet or the Nang sheet or the tenderly, tenderly Jungwe, Nang sheet, the universe.
You know, got two moogy land of which is an old assumed. The deco quinchilla lady possession did tender day. Did a tender nowhere. Tender Candace
Nasugi now what on Matelway. So now what? Then come. Then so the somebody number one. So the now what? Then come Delhi. And the.
Chilola Delhi.
Oh, ch.
Hale, what di message wata?
Yeah, I mean independent from our perception, so means outside.
Yeah, external. Yeah.
No, chilola.
Di message.
No,
Carson is the same. The Carson no way. Then the le Delhi chiksa le Delhi then no way is changed. Pena ngazogi di noya ke lesa menara ngazo dele tadi di shinda chi nong deyo ngobo shinda chi o dende de ta ngobo shinda chi nong gu de ta dele tanda de kanyi ba de yores ni yomara pena chula cha tong de ni de ge de garang na chu yores ni chu yomara kuno yana cha tong lo gunda ngazo a chu do chu rang re ma da cha ma re ten de gunda cha tong gunda karisa ko chula cha tong ya ke le de sa yomara dende da uchi kanda dende le de kansa di noya ke le de sa mena The chilo la dinde le masane leg no main batini la sani yes she go mars.
No, they explain that it's not the case because when you have when you look at the microphone, it is only because of having accumulated the karma of seeing a microphone that you see it. If otherwise, if you wouldn't have accumulated this karma of seeing microphone there when looking there, you wouldn't see the the microphone. This is like when we look at the water, and because of accumulating the karma of seeing water, then we see water, but then sometimes it appears as blood, sometimes it appears in different ways, but then it is neither blood nor water. What? Let me finish. So it is neither blood nor water. It is appearing because of accumulating a certain karma, and so appearances come to your mind. Things appear to your mind as being water. When we look, we see water, and so we think, oh, this is water, and water is like that, and there is something there that is water. But it's because of having accumulating a certain karma, then to our mind, water appear. But there's no such a thing as water, because water, is it water? Is it blood? Is it lava? Is it, what is it? Those are different things, and yet they appear completely differently to different beings due to the karma that has been accumulated. So if we don't have the karma of seeing a microphone, then we wouldn't see a microphone. It is because of the karma accumulated that a microphone appears to our mind. This is the way Chittamatra explains.
Because of my karma, because of all of our karma, we see this microphone now, but we can also see a window, we can see a table.
Yes, so?
So there's, which suggests that there's different substances, different dependently arising material there. Because we've all got the karma to see the microphone, so why then, if we're sharing the same karma, do we see a separate object like a table? If it's just dependent on the karma, and there's no actual externally dependently arising basis for the thing that you perceive, why are we perceiving things differently? Why do I perceive the microphone differently to the table? Different what?
Karma.
What's different karma?
What about different karma? A karma table and a microphone table?
Microphone karma table,
karma. So karma is just one thing, always the same? Is karma always the same? The Tu as une question? Hein? Non, il est trop tard. Non, bon, on va la faire. Since it's quite late, maybe you think about it, and then we try that tomorrow, the day after. Is that okay? Yeah. And Christian, I think, had a question about yesterday, so maybe we try to as the last question for today.
Sorry, it's just about yesterday. It seems in what we saw yesterday that the words dharmata, dhammadhatu, and suchness are used indifferently and rarely the one for the other. Is it because they are the same thing, or?
Mm-hmm. Also, there are 20 and 21, and 20 and 21. That's why the two of them are similar. 20 and 21, but 20 and 21, they are similar. And the 20 and 21, the six of them, they are similar. The 20 is
20. Right. 20, 21, 22, they are similar.
Yeah, they have the same meaning. The suchness, Sugatagaba, Tathagatagaba, Dhammata, Dhammadhatu. Yeah, and today also.
Deshi nimbo lai dala ni yur koya. Ngo tong bigi cha chik dan, rangin sa bigi cha. Ngo tong bigi cha dala, chu chi yin, chu ni. Tendan denba. Rangin savi chadala tini, tabi ki kudan, yeshe, sanje ki nanchen, ane paba de zuki yeshe si chingda. Dutso, dut sama ten, ku deshi nipo re, deshi nipo siya de, ta dini cha la kogore. Dini cha, ndrami sheba, pene nima la yueze de kuron, kadu yine nima da kuron ki yueze de, kadu yine ndrawa mi doa. Dina ishi.
So when we talk about Tathagatagaba, suchness, dhammata, dhammadhatu, they are the same thing. There are two aspects to the when we talk about the Tathagatagaba. There's the empty essence and the cognizant nature. And so the empty essence. So that's the Dhamma Dhatu, the Dhammata, and all that, the this empty aspect. And then the cognizant nature is the pure kayas, the wisdom of the noble beings, the omniscience. Those are the cognizant nature aspect, but they are not different, never been separated. It's like the sun and the light of the sun. It's never separate. It's not like they're two different things.